WrestleTalkRadio.com.
This is Rob Van Dam. You are listening to Wrestle Talk Radio. Oh.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online sports entertainment, Wrestle Talk Radio.
Hey, this is former WWE superstar Shawn Michaels.
Hey, this is Charlie Haas, one half of the world's greatest tag team.
I'm Al Snow.
I'm in five halls of fame. I wear a kilt. I play the bagpipes. Who am I? I'm Roddy Piper, for heaven's sake!
Breaking down everything in the world of professional wrestling in the WWE.
I could increase my work rate. I could add to the five moves of doom, or maybe let my heel persona shine through.
TNA.
What are you looking at, lady? Never seen a pair of boots before? Mind your business.
I think that's a man.
Oh, she needs a wax or something.
You're right.
Dude.
And the indie scene.
Hey, everybody, this is X-Flex.
This is Hotshot Johnny Devine.
This is the masterpiece, Chris Masters.
Hey, everybody, this is good old JR Jim Ross.
With your host, Tim Stein.
I have tried to treat you all as adults, but obviously I am the only adult here.
Omega.
You'll do my bidding or chase my wrath.
Mace.
You can't get away from me, Vince. I'm coming for you. Pull that bus over, I'll drag you out of there and beat the piss out of you, you billionaire bastard!
Jack Vice.
You want to know why I tried to electrocute you a while back? I wanted to make sure that you never had the pleasure of having a child.
And the producer, Sir Rocket.
Who in the blue hell are you?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Yeah, baby.
And welcome to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Another week of wrestling. Another week of people passing away. I will miss him. I like the BC Boys. Thank you, Rock. This is the Omega, the be-all, end-all, the WTR Network. Once again, having to intro this thing that is supposed to be a wrestling show with my co-host, Jackie Vice.
Hey, this is not a wrestling show?
Well, I don't know anymore.
Okay, I just thought maybe I'd gone to the wrong place.
No, I really just want to sit here and talk about the Avengers movie I saw yesterday.
No, I haven't seen it yet.
So you don't want to know who's pregnant? Okay.
No. And I wonder who dies, you know.
Well, the intro did lie because Mace is not here. So it is just you, me, the producer, who has a headache. So make sure to yell real loud. And, of course, the one in Canada, Mr. Tim Stein.
Wow, Tim, that was a fascinating intro. Thank you.
Well, I didn't want to break a tradition or anything like that. Everybody figures, oh, you know, like, is mic and if it doesn't work and stuff like that. So I just figured, you know, I'd be all calm, cool, and collected, make the coffee, have the cigarette lit, and start, because, like, let's face it, whoever actually, like, starts doing their job as soon as they get to work?
I do.
Well, you're the exception, and you're weird, but that's a different story. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of WTR Sunday Night, Wrestle Talk Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. If you're playing Tim Stein Bingo, I'll tell you right now, you're going to be in trouble if you're wanting to have Tim Stein yell at chat. Won't happen. Just won't happen. I'm not going to yell.
Okay.
Just so you know.
All right. It's going to make this difficult.
I am going to do everything I can to fuck you guys up, just because. Is there a score that says Tim says something funny?
No, because that never happens.
Okay,
we want stuff that happens.
Okay, well, you know, I do say stuff that's funny. I just don't waste it on you guys. Just saying. All right. Well, hello once again to Kane Kittens, who's identified himself in the chat room. Having dinner in Arizona, because apparently this is when Arizonans eat dinner, 7:06 p.m. And hello to everybody else who has joined us. If you haven't given yourself a nickname, do so. All you got to do is type /Nick and then give yourself a nickname, and it'll come up. And you too will be given a shout out, but you won't be yelled at. Hello, Jersey Girl is here too. I don't know why she doesn't show up. Maybe if I refresh the viewers thing, they will see her. There she is. Jersey Girl must be really happy that the Philadelphia Flyers are losing 3-2 with less than 2 minutes and 50 seconds to go in the third period. Of course, all we're going to do is piss off the producer, Rock. And yeah, there's the virtual finger emoticon that we got in the Skype chat room. Of course, Sir Rock and a
we see that
freaky
one a lot, don't we?
Yeah, especially when we point out that the Flyers lose. I mean, you know, that's whatever. I don't really care. You know, I've heard all of the, oh, Flames didn't make it. Oh, didn't even make the playoffs. So, you know, whatever. I don't care. The idea with the Stanley Cup playoffs, as with all sports, is to win the big trophy at the end of the playoffs. And if you can't make it to the dance and win the big trophy, then you might as well not have made the damn playoffs to begin with. And so all I can do is, as we see the Philadelphia Flyers about to go down 3-1, all I can do is snicker. Yes, I know it's a wrestling show. I shouldn't be talking hockey, but I just had to do that because, well, you know, Rock's got a headache, and when somebody has a headache, apparently it's the thing to do is pick on him.
No, that's only when you have a headache.
Well, there you go.
Rock, is there anything I can get you?
I'm spreading the love.
You're evil.
I was just waiting for the Lita joke on that one from Omega.
No, not tonight.
No?
No.
Afraid she's listening because we're having her on the show next weekend?
What?
Wait a minute. What happened last night with this Lita sex doll thing that they freaked you out with Omega? Can you explain this to me? What happened on
Secret Radio? Picture.
It was a picture.
Photoshopped picture. Not a particularly good one.
Well, it was funny, though.
Yeah, not everybody pays attention to CB Radio at midnights right here on Saturday on the Wild Talk Radio Network. You want to elaborate for me?
They were showing little goofy pictures, just Photoshop WWE products. Carlito's a toilet brush was in there. I can't remember what other ones were, but one of them was the Lita blow-up doll.
So it was a blow-up doll with Lita's face photoshopped on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, I could potentially see the humor in that, kind of, sort of. Very interesting. Oh, and there's the linkage in the Skype chat, so let me just take a look at this stuff. Okay, the inflatable Lita doll, it comes with a jar of Vaseline, does it?
And it was on the John Laurinaitis shirt.
And John Laurinaitis' worthless asshole, and it's a picture of a donkey with hole right underneath. So did you guys show the chat room last night this link?
I didn't.
Well, it's in the chat room now, so just because Kane Kittens didn't want me to post the link, I posted the link.
You asshole.
How dare you accuse me of being John Laurinaitis? Hey, Omega, you can do a John Laurinaitis imitation, don't you?
No.
No? Are you
no.
sure? No, I thought you did.
I'm pretty sure I'm pretty sure he inhabited my body for a short moment there.
Oh, I see. So he did like an exorcist scene with you then.
Yes, possessed by the ghost of his career.
Wait a minute, what career?
That's why it's a ghost, Tim. Keep up.
Yeah, but you said it was a career. So if it's the ghost of his career, that means that at some point in time he actually had one. I mean, please. Have you ever seen the guy in the ring wrestle?
He came up with the finisher everyone steals.
I've seen some very bad video of him from, like, WWE.com.
Now, when you say bad video, was the video itself shitty, or was the video
what he was doing bad? It was not the quality of the video. It was the quality of what was happening on the video.
There you go. Yeah.
I was like, oh, my God. And I'm like, can I go blind now? Thank you very much.
Yeah, well, if you want to, all you got to do is poke your own eyes up. That being said, why don't we take a look at what happened this past week in the world of professional wrestling? Brock Lesnar broke Triple H's arm. What's going on here?
He's only got 40 appearances, and they have to write him out for a little while.
So, Brock Lesnar attacks Triple H, storyline breaks his arm. Naturally, there's sightings in Las Vegas where Triple H seems to be okay.
Yeah, they let him out without the sling.
Gee, whatever happened to keeping kayfabe, kids?
You know, poor Nick Dinsmore had to keep up the Eugene gimmick through airports, and Triple H doesn't even have to keep a cast on.
Yeah, and Beth was selling her injury pretty well.
But hey,
well, they're not the COO.
There you go. Yeah, the son of the guy who launched the company can do whatever the hell he wants, I guess. Oh, he said he was wearing a brace and a sling.
Okay, if people can get photos of Jericho at an airport, the 12 hours before he shows up on Raw, can someone please prove or disprove these sightings?
That'd be interesting, wouldn't it? Fans actually turning in videos and pictures of things?
Yeah, the airport marks are like really off their game lately.
I'll tell you, that's something else. Yeah.
Tim, who come up with an idea so stupid as to let the fans send in videos and photos?
Well, you know, it's interesting that you asked that question, Omega, because we are going to cover that a little bit later on, and it has to do with Hulk Hogan.
Oh, God.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah. We'll talk about that
those nights.
Yeah, we'll talk about that a little bit later on. If you don't know what we're talking about yet, stay tuned for that one. But continuing on with Brock Lesnar snapping backstage, apparently it's half work, half shoot. What do you guys think about, WWE trying to pull a work over on their workers in the in the back?
Hmm.
Not much of an opinion on it?
I don't know. It's, you know, we sit here and we whine and complain about wrestlers not keeping up kayfabe, but I mean, that's pulling it pretty far, is making kayfabe such an issue that even the wrestlers are led to believe stuff. I mean, eh.
Yeah. Well, Omega, what kind of input might you have on this?
Not sure I heard it. I'm trying to play Batman.
Quit playing
Batman.
Ooh,
which Batman?
Oh. My God, you're as bad as Jackie.
Arkham Asylum.
Oh, I love Arkham Asylum.
Jeez. The reason I ask this question is because WCW, near the end of its lifespan, I guess you can call it, kind of sort of was trying to do the same thing where they were actually trying to work the workers. They were trying to carry the storyline so far as to attempt to fool the guys that are actually working for them. How can you trust somebody like this? Is this not a slippery slope for WWE to go down to piss off these people that work on the ring for them? Because let's face it, you know, if you're trying to pull a fast one over on me and I'm in the business, I'm going to be a little bit miffed at you.
Yeah, it's kind of my thing.
It's to the huge detriment of the performances, too. I mean, if they don't know what's supposed to happen.
Uh-huh. Well, according to PW Insider, he blew up after the Extreme Rules pay-per-view last Sunday night. We've already covered this, I think, in depth over the past week on various different programs. But he began tearing apart the dressing room and throwing stuff around and stuff like that. Report goes on to note the angle on Raw was the original plan all along to remove Lesnar from TV, since his current deal only calls for 2 days, two work dates per month. Nice job if you can get it.
No shit.
Hmm. So at the end of the entire story here, is it a dumb idea to work the back room? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yeah.
What if it's a work shoot and it's a mixture? Half and half.
Well, some of it also seemed to be from production errors. Because apparently the speech that Cena made at the end of the Extreme Rules pay-per-view, it was one of his, like, goodnight crowd speeches.
Mm-hmm.
Now that it's phrased that way, I mean, yeah, I don't think it was something that was supposed to be on the air.
Oh. Some of the things that I've heard, and it's conflicting, that this is standard stuff that happens at pay-per-views after the broadcast is finished, and it shouldn't have gone on air. And then I've also heard reports that, hey, all this stuff goes on after the pay-per-view's over. Why don't we just, let the cameras roll a little bit longer so people can see what's going on?
Well, in this case, it was weird because everything that Cena said kind of led us to believe that he was leaving, whether it be a break or a forced vacation or people were pushing it to retirement at some point. And then it they turn around and he's on Raw. He's not going anywhere.
Omega? Omega's awfully quiet this evening.
Yeah, I know.
This is his cue.
Where's missing my cue? I honestly have no input here.
Yeah, okay. Well, if you have no input, then just say you have no input.
I have no input, Tim Stein.
Thank you very much for that input, basically professing your lack of input. Segwaying from Brock Lesnar to John Cena. There you go. Segwaying from Brock Lesnar to John Cena. John Cena's next opponent is Johnny Ace. What the? Really?
Well, where else are you going to go after The Rock and Lesnar?
How about Disneyland for a week?
What, and invade TNA?
I thought that was Disney World.
I don't keep track.
Oh, there you go. Disneyland is in California.
Well, down here it's a whole world, okay?
Yeah. It's only a land in California. It's a whole world in Florida. So apparently Florida's a whole new world, hey? Whole nother world. John Laurinaitis in the ring wrestling the guy that we all basically claim is the franchise of your company. Is this a case of WWE Creative not having any confidence in any of the other potentially available members of their roster? Or do you think that this might actually be going somewhere that, you know, hopefully,
gets rid of
John Laurinaitis?
I hope to God it is going somewhere. I really do. Because, and if they're really not going anywhere with this, it's kind of just shown that there's nothing really left to do that they can do with Cena.
Yeah.
I mean, and not necessarily Cena in general, just Cena, Superman Cena.
Mm-hmm.
If there's no wrestler that's bad, that's evil, heelish enough to wrestle John Cena, now they're turning to the executives. I'm like, oh.
Well, here's another thought and another potential take. How many times have we heard half the arena scream out, Cena sucks? Like, how long has that been going on for?
Years.
He started that a long time ago. In Texas, I think it was.
That's been going on a minimum of 3, maybe 4 years now. Easily, right? Who's to say that they aren't tired of this, let's go see in the Cena sucks chance, and they're working on trying to get more people behind John Cena? What better way to do it than to put him in the ring against somebody that everybody despises and not just half the crowd?
But this isn't the first time they've tried it. When Vicky Guerrero was in power, they tried this and it didn't work. They tried it with Vince McMahon and it didn't work.
Yeah. Well, I can understand it not working with Vince McMahon. Vicky Guerrero is a different story because she's not going to get in the ring and grapple with Cena. But John Laurinaitis is absolutely despised. And those of us in the IWC despise the guy not because he's good at being the evil general manager, but he genuinely sucks.
Oh, yeah. He's the worst actor I've ever seen on a WWE screen. And that includes David Arquette.
Yeah, so how many people are going to be cheering for Cena when he goes up against John Laurinaitis, who have booed him?
So you think this is a case of the enemy of my enemy is my friend?
It has happened previously. Just look at World War II. You know, Russia, United States, the Allies, Germany, Italy, Japan.
I could see how that could work. Well, the only reservation I really have is that the people who dislike John Cena dislike John Cena for John Cena. They don't like who he is, what he stands for. Going up against, you know, Kane was pitted as the ultimate evil coming to take down John Cena, make him embrace the hate and blah, blah, blah. Cena still got booed.
Yep. Yeah, but then again, you know, Kane is not somebody you absolutely hate as a wrestler playing a character. He's a character you love to hate when he's a heel, and you love to back when he's the babyface leading the Canaanites. Jackie, you're a Canaanite, aren't you?
No. I am not a Canaanite. I have a different name.
You're a Taker-aker.
No.
Aww.
What, Omega? You didn't like that one?
Not really, no.
Okay, but you still caught it, right?
By different name, I think they call it a stalker.
Yeah, well, that's something else that I think Jackie is, whether she wants to admit it or not. I don't think Jackie realizes she's a stalker.
Maybe not. I guess I don't.
Yeah, in potential, if not in fact. I mean, if Jackie, if you had your chance, you'd stalk Taker, wouldn't you? If you were able to.
Taker? No.
No?
No, you don't stalk a man with a pregnant wife. That's not cool.
Oh, so you'd wait until Michelle McCool squeezed out the puppy, then you'd stalk him.
Well, actually, if anyone's going to stalk Taker, most likely it's going to be Lindsay, I think. I think she's already secured that.
Just wondering, you know, just trying to get shit clarified. That's right. All.
I don't think you could stalk Taker.
Why not?
It's the freaking Undertaker. The second he senses someone in the bushes, you're going to have a boot shoved in your face.
Just ask DDP.
Just ask DDP.
That might be the one thing that didn't get asked during the last interview.
Yeah, there you go. And a shout-out to Phantom, 1562nd. Welcome back, Phantom. You're late, but that's okay. Better late than never. So,
where were we before stalking?
We were talking about how the possibility of maybe them doing this to Johnny Ace to get more people to back Cena.
Well, that's pretty much what you do every single time you put John Cena against a heel, and it doesn't really work out. Look at Lesnar. I mean, he came off as the biggest douchebag you could have on Monday Night Raw before Extreme Rules. But you know what? People were still, you know, there were still some cheers for him when he came out for the pay-per-view. There was still Cena sucks chance.
Well, that just goes into what I was saying earlier. You're gonna cheer the heel the way that you're supposed to cheer a heel. You're gonna love to hate him, as it were, right? Because that's his job and that's what you're supposed to do. But at the same time, you know, when you get sick and tired of the Superman act, I'm sorry, there are days when I think Lex Luthor needs to get one up on Superman.
Every now and then, yeah. You do need some credibility to your villains.
Speaking about Lex Luthor, who was the better Lex Luthor, Gene Hackman or Kevin Spacey?
I guess he has no input on that either.
No, I have input. Because the best one's Clancy Brown, and he left him off the list.
Yeah, Omega knows what I did. I did that on purpose.
Well, yeah, he picked both the terrible ones.
Well, yeah, the thing about it is that Superman, going back to the Superman and Lex Luthor thing versus Cena and everyone else, at least Superman has an exploitable, known exploitable weakness.
Can't say the same about our fiction, WWE Superman.
Right.
Yeah, nobody's found Cena's kryptonite yet. As soon as we find Cena's kryptonite, then we've got him, right? You spoke earlier, Jackie, about how people hate Cena and what he stands for and stuff like that. I don't hate John Cena. I just hate the Superman idea of John Cena, which is a little bit different. I would see him go back to, and I've mentioned this before, I'd like to see him go back to basic economics.
Well, they are booking him like, you say Superman, what they're doing is booking him like Hulk Hogan, the superhero that can overcome all the odds, no matter how much, you know, is stacked up against him.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez, all I'm thinking now is when you describe his kryptonite that way, if you know, figure out what it is, we got him. Wouldn't it be hysterical if you find out that anytime you put a Russian leg sweep on him, it just knocks him out cold? It's the one way it hits him just right.
Just like, there it is, we finally have a way to beat Mr. Invincible.
Well, I'm just thinking, as far as his match with John Laurinaitis, I'm remembering the GTS he took from Punk where he totally no-sold it. Punk had him up on his shoulders, and Laurinaitis was looking straight at the ground, straight-faced.
Not even blinking.
And then moving forward a little bit, going to when Taker made his debut back on TV, Triple H was talking to Laurinaitis. And when the bell went off and the lights came back up, again, total straight face. Everyone else in the building was freaking out over Taker. Laurinaitis no-sold that shit. And I was just like, Mr. No Sell, they're going to put him in a match at a pay-per-view.
It's not even No Sell. It's just, that's not even selling. That's just basic acting. Are you supposed to be surprised by this? Then act surprised. But if he, it's a common thing where, especially if you're working with a group of actors, where when two are the main focus of the attention, the others really don't know what to do with themselves until their next line comes up. You know, they're not sure, okay, should I look interested? Should I be afraid? Should I do what? They don't know. And Laurinaitis is that actor, and it's the kind of thing that you usually work out in, like, second-year drama in high school.
Right. But,
you know, okay, if you're in the background, act interested, act natural, do something. Laurinaitis, if he's not directly involved in what's going on, has the expression of a man doing his taxes. Just absolutely stoned.
I don't know. I think that's a little bit. I think that's a little bit too exciting to describe it. But
you're wrong, Omega. IRS had total personality. He had awesome personality. What are you talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah, Johnny Ace.
Yes, but he's the tax taker. That's the idea.
Yeah, no. Johnny Ace comes across like he's reading the Wall Street Journal.
There you go.
Yeah.
not even the important sections.
Everybody's like, "What? What the hell is he talking about? Wall Street Journal? It's a nice thing from Billy newspaper. Crystal." Live from the bottom line with Billy Crystal, you have to have heard that comedy routine to get it. I don't know if you've ever heard that, Omega, or not.
No, the Wall yeah. Street Journal's an actual thing, so it worked
no, but
without that
no,
little
no,
bit of info.
No, but Billy Crystal did this whole routine about a dog. He's a teenager going on a date for the first time trying to find the girl's house. And it's basically the whole routine, the whole thing, is it's about teenage hormones. The whole setup for the entire gag. And he gets to the house, rings the doorbell, there's the dog. And just because you're there, the dog thinks you're a gift for him. So, boom, there it is, humping your leg like crazy. And but at the same time, the look on the dog's face is like he's reading the Wall Street Journal.
When's this movie from?
Okay.
Yeah, and it's just the way Billy Crystal delivers it.
How?
It's funnier than hell. Now, it's called Live from the Bottom Line with Billy Crystal, and it's one of those concerts, believe it or not, this was back when cassette tapes were alive. And please don't anybody ask me what a cassette tape is, for Christ's sakes.
What's a cassette tape?
Now, fuck you, Rock. Oh, there goes the square.
Yep.
Under the T.
One more.
There you go. Yeah. Bingo.
You're not playing.
I can play.
No, because that's cheating.
I don't give a fuck. Dilly-gaff, Jackie. Dilly-gaff. But anyway, if you look for it, you'll probably be able to find it on YouTube or one of those file sharing sites. I do believe it might have entered the public domain by now. But it's called Live from the Bottom Line with Billy Crystal.
Okay.
And it's just funny. You've got to track it down. I rank this right up there with anything George Carlin put out, Omega.
Oh.
Okay, it's that good.
It better be.
It's that good. If I can rank him up there with George Carlin, oh yeah, it is. Anyway, enough talk about stand-up comedians doing stand-up comedy. Everybody, you listen to WTR, Sunday Night Rust Talk Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We got a lot more to talk about, but I think we're going to take our first little break of the evening. Make sure you don't go anywhere. We got phone lines open tonight. Call into the show, 267-297-1397. Shoot the shit with us. Give us your take. If you got Skype, just Skype Sir Rock and we'll bring you on. We'll be back right after this.
Well, now, don't you tell me to smile. You stick around, I'll make you put your wild. Hot numbers beyond what you can tell. Fingers beat crystal, so versatile. Style, profile, I said, it always makes you back when I hear ooh, child. From the hunt you never have to the now. I run the marathon to the very last mile. Well, if you battle me, I will revive. People always say my style is wild. You got call, you got gout. Step to me, I'm a rap on fire. If you wanna make a call,
You never know what will happen when you tune in to CB Radio.
About time this fucker called in.
Hey, I was on another phone call. Fuck you.
Oh,
hey, fuck you. And fuck you. And fuck you. Hold on, let's count them up. It's Ross, one. Fuck you. Will, that's two. Fuck you. Tim, fuck you. Omega, fuck you. Lindsay, fuck you. Jackie, fuck you. And Subway, fuck you.
Really fucked. Can I now have our kittens and give one to Jackie, please?
I was just going to offer everybody a cigarette, but whatever.
At least Mace remembers me when he runs down a list.
Yeah, fuck off. Fuck you.
It's basically descended into like a circular roast.
Yeah, it's just another jerk-off podcast.
Like all of a sudden it popped up and here's the whole gang and I didn't have time to even pull up my pants while I was holding my dick.
Tune in to CB Radio Saturdays, midnight Eastern Time on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Yes, I have been sent by TJ Omega as he is... One told me that my name and multiple orgasms should not be mentioned in the same sentence again, even though I was going to offer to have one to try to get the ratings up.
Tired of the same old view of Monday night wrestling? Looking for something different? Well, we here at the Wild Talk Radio Network will bring you that alternative. As every Monday night, we bring you the WTR Raw Post Show. Join Sir Rockin' and Mace, along with the likes of The Spud Guy, Jackie Feist, and others, as they give their opinions on all the real mayhem that happens on Monday nights.
They said it was banned, but we said anytime, any place, anywhere.
It's people talking wrestling live on a Monday night. Just without the news. Monday nights, right after Monday Night Raw. Only on WildTalkRadio.com.
And that's cool.
Hey man, what's your name?
Hello, my name is Jimmy Pop and I'm a dumb white guy.
Why are you sitting there all alone?
Since
well, that ain't good. You're kind of weird. You always sing everything you say?
Yeah, but don't give a damn if you don't like me.
Hey, I didn't say anything like that. Man, in fact, I was going to ask if you want to do something if you're not too busy. What you doing around Wednesday, around 8:30?
Eat Spam from the can. Watch late night C-SPAN. And rock out to old school Duran Duran.
Well, I know this awesome wrestling show on WildTalkRadio.com. Just another goddamn wrestling show with Jed Schaefer and Scott Barry and the Cheapwood Paneling. They talk about all the wrestling news of the week. Want to listen in? Maybe even call in?
Hell yeah!
Cool. Now, stop looking at me that way.
You and me, baby, ain't nothing but mammals, so let's do it like they do on the Discovery Channel.
Yeah, I don't roll that way. But there is this guy on the show. His name's Joey Gay.
Oh, you didn't know? Your ass better call somebody!
It's me, it's that D-O-double-G mobbing once again with Wild Talk Radio. And if you ain't down with that, I got two words for you. Suck it!
WTR Sunday Night Wrestling Talk, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Fight for your right to party, playing in the background as we come back from break. Of course, we're basically paying tribute to Adam Yauch of the Beastie Boys, founding member of the Beastie Boys, who unfortunately lost his 3-year battle with cancer on Friday. So all the music tonight is the Beastie Boys, and yeah, rest in peace, Adam Yauch, and thanks for all the great music that you put out over the years. And I hope that everybody enjoys the music selection that we got playing for you tonight to go go to break and come back from break.
If you don't like it, send all emails to admin@wildtalkradio.com because Tim Stein picked out all the music. So if you don't like his musical choices, then you know that's where you send the emails to.
Well, apparently I'm getting points from Kane's Kittens, so or Kane Kittens, whatever.
Wow, you two are actually getting along for once. I'm shocked.
This, wow, is there like a shift in the universe somewhere?
No, it's just a simple case of I've stopped reacting to everybody because it's just a waste of time.
Really? Why is it a waste of time, Tim?
God damn it. No, you don't stop reacting to people when we're trying to play Tim Stein Bingo.
Well, that's exactly why I'm not reacting, Jackie. I mean, let's face it. The number 200 has significance to both you and I. It's my IQ and your waist size. Let's just get on with it.
Man. Dick.
almost.
Yeah. Okay, kids. Brian,
I'm insulted by a simpleton. I'm going to go cry now.
Mary, you were insulted by Rock as well as me. Wow, that sucks.
Really, you went there? Really?
I had to because you were being a dick earlier.
Wait, and you're the one who brings up Jew wine? Really?
What? Just because I told you to stay away from the Jew wine because it's too sweet and because you have a headache. See? This is me being thoughtful and trying to look out for you because you got a fucking headache.
Tim, you're insulting Jew wine?
This is the thanks I get. Jew wine, you shouldn't drink Jew wine if you got a headache because it's too sweet.
How would you
and
know?
And it's the sugar that causes hangover.
Well, he's a Jew.
Right.
Well, so don't drink the wine. And you maybe will stop getting your headaches.
He's a Jew. You should listen to him.
Daniel Bryan beats the clock, and the WWE title match is now set for Over the Limit. It's going to be CM Punk versus Daniel Bryan. We've seen these two guys square off in the ring a few times since they both hooked up with WWE. Is this match going to have any different kind of significance at all whatsoever?
I hope so. But
ultimately,
even though I don't know that it'll be any different, it'll still be a hell of a match.
Yeah, most of the ones we've seen on now have been free TV and usually champion versus champion, so there really wasn't anything at stake. You would hope that they would turn it up for this one.
Yeah, so you can see them actually delivering more than we've seen already?
Delivering what we want them to deliver, which is an ROH quality match, because we know these two are capable of putting on any matches that would put anything in the WWE today to shame.
Mm-hmm. Jackie?
I think it would be wise to let these two go in and just have a hell of a match, because one of the bigger complaints a lot of people put against WWE these days is that the wrestling is not the greatest, that really good wrestlers are taking back seats to people who may have a better look or for whatever reason are getting over. So I say letting Daniel Bryan and CM Punk go out there and just put on a hell of a match would semi, for a somewhat small period of time, shut up some of their detractors.
Well, you've also got another advantage to this. I mean, what's the next pay-per-view coming up?
No Way Out, after Over Limit.
No Way Out.
In, what is that, 2 weeks now?
Over Limit's in 2 weeks. No Way Out is in June with Daniel
Bryan. Okay, so you didn't have to answer No Way Out. I'm asking what the next pay-per-view was.
I thought you meant the next pay-per-view.
No, he meant like the next one as in upcoming.
Oh, okay.
Not the next one after that.
I thought Tim mentioned Over the Limit. Never mind.
I listen to what he says.
But he never listens. He's too busy playing Batman Arkham Asylum or Arkham City or whatever it is.
That is an awesome game.
Yeah, Arkham Orgasm. I don't know.
No, that's the third one.
Oh, wait a minute. The Orgasm is now playing in theaters. It's called The Avengers.
Damn right.
Yeah, you saw the movie, didn't you, Omega?
Yeah, I did.
You know, I think Jackie's probably the only one, and of course we're not counting Rock because he never goes out anywhere, but I think Jackie's the only one who hasn't seen it yet, so why don't we just spoil the entire movie for her?
Sweet.
I think that would be cool, don't you? I'm just waiting for it. Just waiting for it.
Anyway, so Daniel Bryan and CM Punk are going to wrestle.
Not taking the bait.
She no. just had nothing to say, I think. That's what it was. I think the cat got her tongue on that one.
No, honestly, in all truthfulness, I'm not an Avengers fan. I have no intentions of seeing this film.
Okay. Really? Seriously?
Seriously.
Spoil it for the chat room, then.
What? Well, yeah. Okay, have you guys seen The Avengers yet? Brock, are you going to go and see The Avengers?
I'm going
to
see the movie eventually.
Yeah. You know, the Hulk is in it, right?
Right.
Yeah, you know who's in it. It's nice to get away from one.
We need more bad joke spots on this card, Rock.
So you don't have enough. You don't. Come on.
There's only one.
Yeah, but you all.
Oh, I've had
one. One more. Daniel Bryan versus CM Punk. I'm figuring this will be definitely finally the WWE title match that we've been wanting for upwards of a year now.
I'm looking forward to it.
Show match of the night, scene stealer.
Match of the night.
No, and of course. Next week we'll do our quick little preview on next week's show. Pretty much the entire card will be set by then, and we'll give you all our picks and see how we stack up at the end of the night as we review us.
Now, to the point I was going to make before
yes.
Rock before Rock threw me off. WWE's pay-per-view buys have been slipping a lot lately, so. What better way of actually pulling in a little bit of good word for mouth than to actually have Daniel Bryan and CM Punk go on to a completely random pay-per-view like Over the Limit and put on one of the best matches WWE ever has?
Yeah.
Let them know, you know, this is the kind of stuff you miss out on if you only get the Big Four or if you only get WrestleMania.
Yeah. I mean, if you get, pay-per-view buys have been down, okay, but WrestleMania is an example, and I know a lot of people buy WrestleMania that wouldn't buy a pay-per-view at any other time, but they also made a really big effort to sell, like, you know, Triple H versus Undertaker. If you can get people to actually care about what you're putting on TV, they will buy in the millions. So give them something to care about, and they will spend money on your pay-per-view. I know it's a out there concept, but make them want to watch it.
Wow. Make somebody want to watch something you're trying to sell them. That just sounds very foreign, Jackie.
Just a thought, you know. Just saying.
Well, I'm thinking it might be a good thought, actually. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to this match. I don't know about all the other matches on the card. Again, you know, I'm not sure of everything that's going on the card. There are only two matches I know of that I've got into my brain. I know there are a couple more than that, but. We'll take a look at them next week, everybody. And it looks like we've got a phone call. Hey, caller, who's this, and where are you calling from?
Sam, this is the Phantom again.
Oh, no.
Calling
hey,
Fort
Phantom,
Bragg.
How you doing, Phantom?
I'm doing great. You're doing great. How are y'all guys doing?
Doing well.
That's great. It's great. I missed y'all this week. You know, y'all were talking about this makes basically y'all are kind of just grazing the topic of the product that the WWE is putting in, and you know, like you're basically saying if you put out something that fans are going to want to watch, they're you know going to spend their money on it and they're going to watch it. Well, you know, just from my standpoint, the main reason I was so stoked about seeing people like CM Punk and seeing guys like Daniel Bryan make it in the WWE, get even signed to it, it was almost a sign to me that WWE was actually starting to care about wrestling again. Like, actual people who could actually wrestle instead of the, you know, the big guy who had the charisma, the mic skills, yet, you know, punched a few times and had a little finisher or whatever. Kind of like Hogan, who, you know, only could punch a few times, do a clothesline, big boot, and a leg trap. That was his entire arsenal. And, you know, seeing people like Daniel Bryan and CM Punk was starting to convince me that WWE was starting to care about wrestling again. You know, and that's why, and as a result, of those people coming, of Daniel Bryan and CM Punk coming in, guys like that, is that wrestling fans were starting to come over and watch wrestling. they were actually coming to WWE events hoping that they would actually see wrestling. They wouldn't see, you know, this overblown male soap opera that it's come out to be. Well, in my opinion, the reason why WWE has fallen so far is because they're putting guys...
Hold on, fan. We're kind of losing you a little bit.
Okay, apologies. I was kind of head on my cheek there for a moment.
Yeah.
Okay. My bad. Okay. And, well, the reason that WWE fans are getting so frustrated is because they're putting out the same thing week after week expecting different results. EX John Cena. And they're telling these accomplished wrestlers to dumb down their product. Am I missing something there? Am I hitting anything?
Well, I think you do make a valid point, but it also, WWE is going to continue to keep people like Daniel Bryan and CM Punk on the mm-hmm. roster just because it behooves them to do that, because then they cannot go sign and make money for TNA.
Oh, of course, but you know, whenever you're telling guys who actually know how to work a match to dumb down their product for the sake of promoting guys who can, you know, actually wrestle like John Cena's got a few good moves. He knows how to sell a match, but you want to look at ring tacticians, you know, people who can actually, you know, wrestle. You know, I mean, like, you know, you're showing us that you're still committed to the dumbed down, my charisma, Superman type character, trying to make John Cena into a Hulk Hogan wannabe, and, you know, and trying to pass it off as wrestling.
Well, the dumbing down wasn't exactly something done just so, well, you know, you guys are making our big stars look really bad, so we're gonna tell you, okay, no more of the big moves, no more of the high flying, slow your matches down, just throw a lot of punches. A lot of that was done because the injuries were racking up so high at one point in the mid-2000s, they eventually said, no more. Okay, slow down, tone it back. We can't have this many people off the road 6 months out of the year because they're nursing injuries. I mean, you know, the one guy that they still let go full speed is Rey Mysterio, and he's been active maybe 4 months in the last 2 years.
Only person Rey Mysterio is hurting by going full speed is himself.
That's the point, though.
But that's the point, though. When he hurts himself, it causes trouble for the WWE because there's one of their top stars off the road and off of television.
Yeah, and there goes any of the plans they've made over the last few months for him.
Yeah. And that's a very valid point, but at the same time, instead of WWE telling their top superstars to improve their game, instead of telling their top superstars to improve their product, you know, and they're telling, you know, the best in the business, they're telling the best people, you know, who've actually worked their tails off in the independents, worked their tails off in, you know, before they, you know, that made a name for themselves even before they came into WWE. I promise you, real wrestling fans knew who CM Punk was when he came into WWE. Real wrestling fans knew who Bryan Danielson was before he stepped onto NXT.
Well, but in fairness, it's also an issue of availability. I didn't know who Daniel Bryan and CM Punk was, but they don't show ROH around here.
Well,
yeah,
there's
that's
also,
true.
As a toy collector, I run into this a lot, where it seems like the people in the know, or in my case, you know, your diehard collectors, they do tend to have an ego about them to where they think they're a little bit smarter and a little bit more important. And the fact is, they're not. Okay, yeah, true wrestling fans, you know, we knew CM Punk in ROH. We knew Daniel Bryan in ROH. But that's not WWE's audience. WWE's audience are still the 90-95% of the people who never heard of ROH to begin with.
Yeah, but I guess I was a bit naive in thinking that WWE was trying to reach out to the ROHers, to the people who were actually to their actual like wrestling fans who followed ROH, who followed these independents, you know, who actually picked up the wrestling magazines, which is how I knew of CM Punk and Daniel Bryan. I didn't watch it. I've never seen a single ROH event in my life except on YouTube, and that was like maybe a couple of years ago. But whenever I would read wrestling magazines when I was younger, and that's how I knew of CM Punk, and that's how I knew of Daniel Bryan. You know, by reading those mags. I mean, I knew Daniel Bryan before he had a goatee when he was, you know, wrestling under the moniker American Dragon, but that's, you know, totally beside the point. I guess, like, what I'm trying to say is I was thinking that the WWE was reaching out to actual wrestling fans instead of people who were, you know, just wanting to be entertained by the whole, you know.
Well,
yeah.
People, you know, most of the audience wants to just be entertained, though. I mean, it's typical WWE thing. Like, they used to pull talent from WCW all the time. When they found talent they liked that they think they could do something with. And that's just what they did here. I mean, ROH is pretty much the best place you can get indie wrestlers from these days. There isn't really any true competition to pull talent from anymore. And, you know, now we got ironclad contracts, so it stopped that even if they did. Go ahead.
ROH has shown that they're the absolute best in actually picking out talent from the smaller promotions to give them exposure to the wrestling world. So, that's a very, very good point.
it's a business thing. I mean,
yeah,
they're incredible wrestlers, but if you base your business model aimed directly at, you know, your big wrestling fans, you know, the ones who read the dirt sheets, the ones who are, you know these guys in the independent circuit, you're going to go out of business. I mean, bottom line. That's why they very rarely let people even keep their names anymore, because they want to identify a new identity for them, for a new audience.
Yeah, and one of the things that I really hope that they do with CM Punk and Daniel Bryan is that when they are together, like, I think they don't, aren't they on the Over the Limit card together? I haven't even looked at the card. I just got on the show 5 minutes ago. I know you were talking about it, but one of the things that I hope that they do, one of the things that gets me really excited when I see CM Punk and Daniel Bryan together is, one, seeing the ROH handshake. That always, you know, brings back, just kind of, I like that nod of respect to ROH. But two, I like it when they actually just let them loose, like actually let them go. Don't script a damn thing, let them to work the match. Instead of, you know, basically trying to let Daniel Bryan work it like he's fighting John Cena, you know, or someone who can barely throw the Big Show or Mark Henry, you know, like, you know, let them go. Let them show the WWE what they can actually do in the ring. That's what I really want to do. That's what I really want them to do.
Well, it is, WWE got them for a reason. They know exactly what they can do in the ring. And
yeah.
Now it's not a case of, well, you know, we want to keep
getting
you guys.
Hurt.
Well, not even getting hurt. I mean, it's no longer a story of, we're going to keep these guys who can really wrestle down for our top guys. Because they are the top guys. They're former world champions. They are immensely over with the crowd right now.
Yeah, and I'll be honest, you know, people, I liked Daniel Bryan when everybody hated him. You know, soft spot in my heart for the guy. I love seeing the guy work. And, you know, just seeing him and CM Punk in the ring together, just that right there is, that used to be a dream matchup of mine. Like, whenever Daniel Bryan first got in, it's like, I want to see him with CM Punk. That's going to be a hell of a show. But yeah, I really see the point of what you're trying to make in the WWE, trying to actually solidify their product over trying to improve their product just for the sake of keeping wrestlers on the roster and not seeing them on the injured reserve or anything like that, and having them take steroids to heal and failing drug tests and all that good stuff. I can see the point in that. But, you know, I personally would love to see some improvement in WWE's product and still keep the entertainment factor. But, you know, that's my little spiel of the week.
This is where the host of the show should say, do you have anything else you would like to say? Anything else you want to bring up before we let you go?
I'm good. I just, you know how I do. When I'm done, I'm done.
Yeah, I was actually doing that, but I had my mic on mute, so I didn't echo.
Oh, jeez.
I pulled this fucking tick off.
Doing this for how many years?
Yeah. Don't do that, because I'm not the only one on this network who forgets to unmute. So
this
shut up.
This is what happens when you get old.
No, it's not.
I call that age. That's age.
You can call it whatever you like. I don't care. It's just like whatever. Okay. Hey, thanks for calling in, man. Hey. Thanks for tuning in whenever you get the chance to as well.
Oh, no problem. Hey, and I'll be on the phone. I know a few nursing homes around here that I'd be glad to have you.
Well,
they'd just be tickled pink to have someone like you.
Okay, well, you know, just see if they have a spot that you can reserve for 40 years from now. That's when I need to worry about it.
Yeah.
But, I was thinking more like next week, because the Bridge Club could really use somebody.
Yeah, like I said, well, first off, I don't play bridge, so that'd be just a waste of time. Secondly, I'm too busy. No. I'm too busy having an active life. Anyway, Phantom, does this sound like me hanging up on you?
Oh, God, Tim.
There you go. Thanks
once
again. Back to
the old well again.
Yeah, thanks once again, Phantom 1567, for calling in and adding his 2 cents. Everybody else, you're more than welcome to call in. Once again, the telephone number, pick up your cell phone or your landline, dial 267-297-1397, or Skype to Skype. Skypes are rocking. That being said, we're going to take our second time out of the evening, everybody. WTR Sunday Night is on the air, and we'll be back right on the other side of this quick little timeout. Oh, hey, stay tuned, because we get to do the round table next, Omega.
Well, God, no.
Yes, here we go again, give you more, nothing less. Back on the mic is the anti-depressor. Hell rock, no pressure, yes, we need this. The best is yet to come in, yes, believe this. Echo my echo, where I flex my ego. Tip on Prosecco, dressed up tuxedo. Sit the front of playing Dino in the casino. Want a lucky number, ask like Dino.
Before the competition like a flamethrower. My rhyme, they age like wine as I get older. I'm getting bold, the competition is waning. I got the ball and I assume the lane in.
When one advertises the rack with Jackie and Lindsay, they would tend to rely on cheap jokes about the female mammary glands. I, being someone of class and breeding of kittens, am going to challenge myself to go through this whole commercial without making such lowbrow jokes. So here we go. The Rack is a show about two lovely cane kitten-wanting women named Jackie Feist and Lindsay Ward, both of whom have recently joined the Wild Talk Radio Network to give the female perspective about the world of professional wrestling. Wait a cotton pick a minute here. Another wrestling show? Don't we have anything else to talk about on this goddamn network? Can't someone around here come up with a fresh, new, and different idea? Seriously, it can't be that hard. You know, I'll come up with one right now. Two geeks get together to interview large bosom ladies at gaming conventions. An already large lady talks to people about her experience getting breast implants. A bosom race of bosom women talk about their taking their bosom ship to the planet bosom. Watermelons, fun bags, busts, milk factories, knockers, jugs, nipples, jubblies, stonking great tits. Well, that challenge was a bust. But that doesn't mean The Rack is on a great show that happens Thursday nights, 11 p.m. Eastern, right here on wildtalkradio.com. Big ass boobies.
Tired of the same old view of Monday night wrestling? Looking for something different? Well, we here at the Wild Talk Radio Network will bring you that alternative. As every Monday night, we bring you the WTR Raw Post Show. Join Sir Rockin' and Mace, along with the likes of The Spud Guy, Jackie Feist, and others, as they give their opinions on all the real mayhem that happens on Monday nights.
They said it was banned, but we said anytime, any place, anywhere.
It's people talking wrestling live on a Monday night, just without the news. Monday nights, right after Monday Night Raw, only on WildTalkRadio.com.
And that's cool.
Tuesday nights, the Wild Talk Radio Network brings you Kayfabe Wrestling Radio with me, Alan Wojcik, and the Spud Guy. We'll bring you interviews with the biggest names from the past, present, and future in pro wrestling.
Hey everybody, this is Ed Buck. It's me. It's that D-O-double-G.
This is Jessica Havoc.
Hey everyone, this is Stevie Richards.
This is Harley Race.
The franchise team business.
Plus, insights from the people who cover the business. It's Kayfabe Wrestling Radio, 9 p.m. Eastern, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. This is good old J.R. Jim Ross, WWE Hall of Famer.
Business is about to pick up here.
And you're tuned in to the Wild Talk Radio Network.
It's going to be a slobber knocker.
WTR Sunday Night Wrestling Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Coming back from break with Sabotage by the Beastie Boys. I can no longer hear that song, Omega, without picturing a Corvette that is supposedly 355 years old.
God, that's still the scene in the movie that makes absolutely no sense to me. That and how a spaceship is filled with water all the time.
Yeah, why so much water in a spaceship? Especially if you can replicate it out of thin air with what do they call them in the 23rd century? Synthesizers. They changed them into replicators in the 24th century.
Oh, jeez.
Sorry. Well, if you're a Star Trek fan, there you go. You got your geek on. Hey, everybody, welcome back. WTR Sunday Night, like I said, right up at the top. It's time, Omega. It's time. Would you do me a favor and please sing the wrong round table intro? Please. Come on, do it.
Do it.
Fuck you.
Do it.
Fuck you.
Rock, it's time for round table.
This would be the round table. Anthony Dancy round table. With no intro. Dun, 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 dun. With no intro. Dun, 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 dun.
I tried to help you out, Omega. I was sort of going along with it as it was playing.
One day you will all wake up with a garrote around your neck.
A garrote? Wow, I didn't know you knew what that word was. All right, here it is, the roundtable question for tonight. What, in your purview, are the qualities that make a wrestler a star? Jackie.
Oh, wow, this has not been discussed to death over the last 30 years.
Yeah.
Well, a person has to have a specific look. Unfortunately, it is entertainment. So, you know, obviously there's a physique issue. You have, well, Yokozuna didn't exactly have that physique. But for the most part, a person has to be able to at least work a mic, has to minimally know how to wrestle. It doesn't necessarily have to be an attractive look, but it has to at least be a unique look. Apparently a good background, a good pedigree doesn't hurt either.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Omega?
Well, yeah, especially in the television era, you do have to consider look, unfortunately. But more important than that, it has to be someone who can perform in the ring and not only make himself look like. Let me discuss it this way. It to me, pro wrestling at its best was always like watching a live comic book, or because you had these extraordinarily built athletes doing extraordinary things. So in a star, you should be able to see someone who can do those things and make it look realistic rather than the choreographed ballet we know it is.
Mm-hmm.
He has to be able to make the other person look that good, and he has to be able to deliver a story, either be it in the ring or over a microphone. And it has to be compelling enough to draw you into it.
Yeah, with all of that taken into consideration, as somebody pays attention to guys who want to work for Canadian All-Pro Wrestling, which has its next show May 10th right here in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, at the Border Crossing, 1814 36th Street South. Tickets on sale now. Call area code 587-894-7369, and the tickets will be delivered to you.
Yes, we've all heard it.
Yeah, well, you know, I got to do it because it's coming up this Thursday, so, you know. Tickets are selling fast, and there's only a few left, so get yours before they're gone. Thank you very much. You got to have a good look, yes. You got to have a certain... Well, you don't have to be a bodybuilder. You don't have to have John Cena's body, but you have to make... You have to look like you can handle yourself. One thing that I don't recall you guys bringing up that is more important in WWE and TNA than it is in the indie scene, for the most part, would be impeccable mic skills. You have to be able to not flub your lines. And
didn't I mention being able to tell a story on a mic?
Yeah, but you didn't go into detail, right? Like, you didn't give specifics. Don't flub your lines. Be able to think on your feet, and improvise your ass off. And
well, it's a round table. If you want specifics, don't make it a round table.
Okay, fine. A round. So I get it, yeah. And I get accused of making bad jokes. Wow.
You did.
Anyway.
No. That wasn't a joke. That was a salient point.
Salient point, right. Anyway, yeah. Like I say, you have to be able to roll the punches. If something happens right in the middle of your promo, it's more important in the indie scene than it would be in WWE to be able to roll with the punches. If somebody in the crowd starts heckling you, there's a great opportunity for you to be able to turn around and get the crowd on your side, or you get them to boo you even more if you're playing the heel. Now, Jackie, I want you to take characteristics from any wrestlers, and there's no limit here. Take characteristics from any wrestlers in WWE or TNA or Ring of Honor, wherever, and build your perfect wrestler. So basically, if you want to say, well, you want to use Dolph Ziggler's on the mic, Kane's height, you know, that type of idea, and pick out the best.
Well, I like Kane's height, so we'll go with that. Let's see. Oh, my goodness. Let's see. I liked Stone Cold Steve Austin's ability to adapt and change his character to a certain extent. Like, he was who he was, but he was one of the people that was managed to be the same exact character and be a heel and be a face and just get over either way. And he was funny as hell. So I liked that. I wouldn't mind him having John Cena's durability. Taker's ability to just never die. God, he has surgery and he comes back and he's fine. Punk's ability to speak to the crowd and to get them to like him despite the fact that he's not what a WWE superstar is supposed to be. You know, he's not this huge muscular guy, yet everyone loves him. The crowd can relate to him. He's a normal guy. So I like that too.
Okay.
And so yeah, Punk's ability to work, I guess I should say too.
Okay, there you go. And so that's your wrestler right there.
Yes.
Okay, Omega, your turn. And it can be a male wrestler or a female wrestler, by the way.
Well, we know what the world wants in female wrestlers, so it's not going to get you anywhere.
I already had ideal wrestler in female.
Yes, and you interviewed her.
Indeed. We interviewed her.
Well, you know what.
Let's see. I'm gonna take let's call it the physicality of John Cena, and by that I mean, okay, that size and shape, and like Jackie said, that durability, not just in the ring, but all of the appearances he does too, on top of all of that, and still manages to stay uninjured.
He has neck surgery, is in the Rumble a week later. Just saying.
I want the mic work of Chris Jericho. The ability to play the face or the heel convincingly and to draw in the crowd regardless of which one he's going for.
It's hard.
I know. I know, man. Jeez.
I'm going to use this time to exchange pictures with Lindsay. Because you're going to be thinking a while because Tim's still got to do his and Rock may have to do one. It's a lot to think about.
I'm going to give. I will go to TNA for one of these. I would give him Kurt Angle's wrestling ability because as a pure wrestler, yeah, he's beaten his body to death. But he could, at his prime, he could roll with just about anybody. Let's see, I gave him the body. I gave him the mic. Gave him the wrestling. Let's see. I'm not sure what else to give him after that.
No. Well, is your wrestler complete? Just think about it as a WWE video game and you're building a wrestler.
I'm more worried about his outfit then.
Okay. Surprised you didn't mention anything from Van Damme.
You're going to give him an outfit like Rude, right, Rick Rude? Some obnoxious, huge painting on it? Just saying.
Yeah, it's got to be like a singlet with himself painted on it, and then himself is wearing a singlet with himself painted on it, and so on, and so on.
I saw a painting like that once, yeah. Okay.
No, so, I don't know what I'd give her the wardrobe. You know what? If I'm going to give her from anything from RVD, it probably would be the wardrobe.
There you go. Okay. So is your wrestler now complete? Is that your wrestler?
Yeah, let's call that my wrestler.
Okay. Mine has Dolph Ziggler's physique, CM Punk's mic work, Rey Mysterio's high flying, Chris Jericho's technical ability, Bret Hart's ability to tell a story in the ring. Say what you will about Bret. Come on, let's face it. He was really good at telling that story in the ring. Shawn Michaels' cockiness, and I think that's my wrestler.
You put some thought into that, didn't you?
I'm amazed there's some Shawn Michaels in there.
Hey, you know, there's nothing wrong with being cocky.
Gee. Wouldn't know anyone who does that.
We're all so humble around here. Of course you wouldn't.
Yeah, there you go. So that's my wrestler. Should we let Rock build his?
Yes, I'm interested in hearing Rock's wrestler.
Okay, Sir Rockin', build your wrestler.
The toughness of John Cena, the wrestling ability of Kurt Angle, Ric Flair's mic skills, I guess the look of Triple H, and the charisma of Shawn Michaels. Is that enough, or do I need more?
No, I think that's good enough. give your guys a finishing move. Start with Rock.
Finishing move? I always like the super kick, so I'm going to stay with the super kick.
Okay, Jackie.
So I picked a big guy. I'm going with the power bomb.
Okay, Omega.
If we're working with something akin to WWE's creator wrestler in the video games, I'm always a fan of the Emerald Fusion.
Okay. Now, this one is one that has me stumped. I like the two-stone pile driver as a finishing move, but I also like the Razor's Edge.
The one Sheamus doesn't use anymore.
Yeah, the one Sheamus won't use anymore.
Celtic Cross.
Celtic Cross.
Celtic, sorry, whatever.
And
it's not the basketball team.
There you go. Howdy to Kyle Driver in the chat room. Of course, that's Kyle Morey. Apparently, according to Kyle, Casey Matsunaga buggered up his shoulder really bad and won't be working this Thursday night for Canadian All-Pro Wrestling's Commonwealth Crowning, located at the border crossing, 1814 36th Street, Southeast Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Tickets on sale now. Get yours before they sell out.
Poor.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You always accuse me of being a shameless shill, so I might as well actually prove it once in a while.
Oh, Tim, you didn't have to be a shill for us to know you're a whore.
Okay, so basically, Jackie, what you're saying is it takes one to know one?
Whoa.
No.
Well, you know,
you have no power.
Don't
here,
call the kettle black, Pot.
You're the one with the. I'm
the,
a fan of Vita shirt on.
I'm
yeah, you're the self-proclaimed dirty old man.
In training.
No. We tried that dirty old man in training crap, and you were like, no, I'm just a dirty old man. Now you're back to being a dirty old man in training.
I was never out of training. I fight the other time around.
How long are you in training for?
Really, you're only 500
no,
years old.
Look, I'm not old until I hit 65. I've still got a couple of decades to go before I get there, okay?
Finally, I'm
going
for
a freaking doctorate.
That's a couple of decades away. That's a long time before I get old, before I am old. Growing old may be mandatory growing up. Well, that's optional. All right, so that's Roundtable. Let's take a look at some news and notes. Guys, Vince McMahon might be on the warpath, and he might just be firing some WWE personnel. Have you heard about this?
Yes.
Nothing to do with anybody on screen.
No.
Happens to do with anger and fury and irateness, if that's a word, at WWE.com. During the WrestleMania 29 hype several weeks ago, Vince met with New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, and that is just weird to have a name Chris Christie. I'm sorry, just there's your
easy
little
cyber.
Yeah, there's the Tim Stein non sequitur if you still need that square. And there's nobody from the website to take pictures, get video, or even do a write-up about the event. Now, guys, who is ultimately to blame for this fiasco? Why don't we ask Rock, the guy that happens to be the self-professed god of the Internet.
Internet radio, get it right.
Whatever.
He's not Google?
I'm not, what? What? Let's Google.
No. Didn't you know that Rock has built every single website you ever go to, so we might as well ask him whose fault is it for the screw-up?
The Public Relations Department.
Ultimately, who's in charge of WWE.com?
It'd be Joey Styles still.
Yeah. Is he not going to be in the doghouse over this? Isn't he the one who's supposed to oversee everything?
But maybe someone didn't tell him about this. I mean,
I don't think he's the one. And I think actually they've moved it, and it's like all creative is involved with it now too. So that might just still fall on Stephanie.
Yeah.
It's a little confusing. They keep changing things as the days go by. They're not sure who's in charge of what anymore.
Okay. So how detrimental is it in today's day and age not to have any website staff on hand to cover this event?
That was pretty bad. Not only because did they not get it covered for their own benefit, but it made them look bad.
In whose eyes, Jackie? Elaborate on that.
If you're looking at the WWE, okay, and they're promoting their huge show every year, they're promoting WrestleMania 29, they're sending the CEO out to meet the governor of the state to start to publicize this event, and no one thought to send their own people out there to take pictures. I guess in the eyes of other media outlets, that's kind of, you know, really... I mean,
you almost wonder how they let something like that slip, because
exactly.
WWE is kind of notorious for having their own photographers everywhere at any kind of major event.
Imagine being the person, because you know that Christie had people there. So imagine being the WWE representative that had to call Chris Christie's office and be like, yeah, can we have that picture that you took with Vince McMahon because we didn't have anybody there?
Mm-hmm.
You just look bad. And so my guess is that Vince is embarrassed for his company, because that's kind of bad.
It might have been a preference thing. You know, you never know. That might have been the plan altogether for WWE.com, is to just buy the rights to whatever photos, you know, the governor's people had taken.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it might have been a thing of, well, we're trying to cut money, you know, it would have been more expensive to send someone out there and actually take the photographs themselves, rather, and Vince just going, no, I want it our own. Bottom line.
Okay, so spin doctoring ain't gonna work. If you're paid to do the job, don't delegate. basically.
Pretty much.
All right. Still sticking with Vince. Apparently, he wants more rehearsals taking place at WWE events during the day, during setup before the fans are let in. He wants the writers and producers to communicate more with each other. Now, there are a lot of fingers being pointed at problems at Extreme Rules, including Cena's promo and Lesnar's almost getting hurt, as well as the timing issues on Raw. Now, is this a case of we got to do a mic check an hour ahead of time, or what?
No. See, we do a fancy dancing mic check before.
Before the Rack, yeah.
Before the Rack and the Raw Post Show, we do a fancy dancing sound check.
That's our tribute to Omega. We do a fancy dancing sound check.
That is some tribute.
Yeah, well, what that
was. Yeah, we wanted to ask you if you would sing a little song for us, too.
No.
What if we got Lindsay to sit on you? Would you do it? You get to choose
the only
where.
Place that would be. No, no, no. The only way that would be acceptable payment, I wouldn't be able to sing anyway.
Well, no, you sing after.
Oh, no, he doesn't agree to do anything after anything happens that goes his way. He's got to do it ahead of time. Because he'll renege. Payment up front, bitches.
But one of the major screw-ups was the whole Chris Jericho finish from Raw this past Monday that got Vince really pissed off.
What was supposed to be screwed up about that?
He was supposed to win.
He was supposed to get in there a second before the 10 count. Before the time ran out.
And that's Jericho.
Well, that was the ref just as guilty, or if not more so. If the ref sees that the wrestler's not going to quite make it before you say 10, you slow your countdown just the tiniest little bit and as imperceptibly as possible.
Even then,
the buzzer went off before he even got to 10.
Right, it was the referee's fault because the referee was counting too slow. He got in the ring when he was supposed to. It was the referee who was counting too slow and didn't realize how much time was left. It was like, Jericho got in where, like I said, he got in at the second beforehand, but the referee was only up to 9. He was already supposed to be, you know, when Jericho gets in the ring, he should have been at 10. So he would, you know, get in under the belt. He missed that cue because he didn't see the time. It was bad.
You know, I completely forgot about that in its total entirety from last Monday night.
Because you're old.
No, stop with the old jokes, dumbass.
And this is why he's single.
Seriously. No, seriously. You know, play a different tune. The song is just getting overplayed.
Is it the song that never ends?
You know, as someone who finds a certain song overplayed, you have no room to talk.
Bazinga.
But did you just say bazinga? Oh my god! No, you said bazinga. I can't believe it. You said bazinga. That's it. I need a drink. Let's go to break.
Want to go to break? Because I could have said.
He's gonna drink some of that homebrew he makes.
Oh, it's not ready yet.
He's gonna poison himself with that crap.
No, I'm not gonna poison myself. How am I gonna poison myself with that, Jackie? Have you ever done it? Have you ever made homebrew?
Because I've seen the ingredients you use when you cook. You use only cheap stuff.
I used yeast, I used sugar, I used water, I used a Granny Smith apple. What's cheap?
Probably everything you bought.
No, well, I could go somewhere, but I shouldn't.
Yeah, no, don't go there. Everybody listen to WTR Sunday Night Wrestling.
I got two bingos.
Radio Network. Shut up.
Fuck you.
Two bingos, thank you.
We'll be there in the back. I think the bottom feeder on 8 to 43. The next week is my place or yours. Let's kick some bass behind closed doors. We met in the cab. The cab driver said he recognized my belly from the back of her head. He said he was tips of bass. So I made him stop the cab to get out of the place. Should have looked back, man, always regret it. Something's going on and I'll probably never get it. She was crying like a baby. Stupid dumb. It's just too bad. Girl's a bum, she's crafty. She gets around, she's crafty. She's always down, she's crafty. She's got it cracked, she's crafty. And she's just my type. Hey man, what's your name?
Hello, man. My name is Jimmy Pop, and I'm a dumb white guy.
Why are you sitting there all alone?
Since
well, that ain't good.
The
you're kind of weird. You always sing everything you say?
Yeah, but don't give a damn if you don't like me.
Hey, I didn't say anything like that. Man, in fact, I was going to ask if you want to do something if you're not too busy. What you doing around Wednesday, around 8:30?
Eat Spam from the can. Watch late night C-SPAN. And rock out to old school Duran Duran.
Well, I know this awesome wrestling show on wildtalkradio.com. Just another goddamn wrestling show with Jed Schaefer and Scott Barry and the Cheapwood paneling. They talk about all the wrestling news of the week. Want to listen in? Maybe even call in?
Hell yeah!
Cool. Now, stop looking at me that way.
You and me, baby, ain't nothing but mammals, so let's do it like they do on the Discovery Channel.
Yeah, I don't roll that way. But there is this guy on the show. His name's Joey Gay.
Tuesday nights, the Wild Talk Radio Network brings you Kayfabe Wrestling Radio with me, Alan Wojcik, and the Spud Guy. We'll bring you interviews with the biggest names from the past, present, and future in pro wrestling.
Hey everybody, this is Ed Buck. It's me. It's that D-O-double-G.
This is Jessica Havoc.
Hey everyone, this is Stevie Richards.
This is Harley Race.
The franchise Shane Douglas.
Plus, insights from the people who cover the business. It's Kayfabe Wrestling Radio, 9 p.m. Eastern, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
You never know what will happen when you tune in to CB Radio.
I can give two shits about My Little Pony, but that's a terrible way of keeping a collection.
Yeah, I was just waiting for Omega to say that.
Holy fuck.
I knew it.
Well, Omega can be into My Little Pony all he wants, you know. I
some hideous pastel pony gangbang. No secret. I do have a lot of Transformers. However, I am not I am not so fucking creepy that I actually have the bed sheets too.
The question is Omega wearing the underoos as we speak?
Busted.
Gotta keep his bumblebee safe, but somehow.
You will no longer refer to my dick and balls as bumblebee. I will have my balls have nothing to do with Shia LaBeouf.
There's a visual. Shia LaBeouf driving Bumblebee, and it turns out to be Omega's undercarriage.
No, just stop.
Picturing that.
I'm not picturing it. I'm giving everybody else's visual.
Tune in to CB Radio Saturdays, midnight Eastern Time, on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Becky Bayless, a.k.a. Cooks. And being the wild chick that I am, you're of course listening to Wild Talk Radio.
Welcome back, WTR, Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Just trying to leave the producer hanging, get him thinking if I'm ever going to bring the show back in. Hang on, everybody, hang on. It's that time of the night.
God.
Hey, Rock, could you do me a favor? Just because King Kitten's missed it, can you play it again?
No.
Oh, come on, do it.
So we've had two people get bingo now. God damn it.
I know, I'm one away.
So am I.
Hey, double. And unlike some people, I wasn't fishing for answers.
Come on, Rock, play it just once.
No. He got his fun. If he missed it, he's going to have to listen to the archive. You know, we don't play that game.
What game?
We don't do what the chat room says all the time.
Well, yeah, you know, see, I go to bat for Cane Kittens, and nobody else plays along. So I guess it's your turn to get picked on by him now, because, hey, you know, I tried Cane Kittens. You know, go ahead and insult them all you want. I won't mind one little bit.
This would be the roundtable. Anthony Dancy roundtable with no intro. Dun, 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 dun. With no intro. Dun, 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 dun.
There you go. There you go. Now quit asking for it.
See, now
please
you get it.
Quit asking for it.
But it's so cute, Omega.
That's apparently debatable by a certain individual.
Oh, by the way, Omega, you can blame Lindsay for that one.
I blame her for a lot of things.
I think you probably blame her for everything, don't you?
Don't worry, we still have quick hits later.
Oh my god. You know, I share Omega's frustration with quick hits. I really
you do
quit.
It because you get
the... I get the same fucking question, just cast all the characters, all the people Wild Talk Radio Network in blank TV show.
Tonight,
I wish I got... You fear quick hits because you get the same question all the time. I fear quick hits because my questions are all over the fucking place.
Oh, and tonight's is all over the place. Just saying. Anyway, this is WTR. We're supposed to talk wrestling, not each other.
Alrighty then, there's another Marine movie coming out. That's right, the Marine 3. The star this time round, The Miz.
Reportedly, CM Punk was up for this movie as well.
I cannot see Punk playing a former Marine.
No,
that just, I don't see how that would work.
Also up for the part with JTG.
He's still employed?
Wait a minute. JTG was up for the role?
Yes.
Well, it's not like he would have missed any time off the road or anything.
No, but I can see JTG being in the Marine 3, but, and I'm not stereotyping or anything else like that. This is not racial profiling. I just see him as the guy who does the bad thing that the Marine goes after him for.
You mean the villain?
Yeah.
Why didn't you say the villain?
Because I didn't want to do any, you know, racial profiling. I said that before I even came out with it.
How is that racial profiling?
Because he's black, Omega. Pay attention.
No. You can be black and be a villain. It's not racial profiling. Unless he's stealing, like, hubcaps and robbing a liquor store, then it's racially profiling.
Or holding up the Wendy's that he happens to work at?
No, that's Heath Slater.
That's stupidity.
Now, Booker T worked at the Wendy's, right?
Right.
Yeah, thank you. And he actually held that place up. Genius. So apparently, John Cena is endorsing the choice of The Miz for the lead role.
Of course he is. He's a company man.
Yeah. But John Cena was the original Marine. I mean, how many people here saw the movie?
Cricket.
Pretty much.
There you go. Yeah, exactly. So, anyway. We teased it at the top of the show, Omega. Why don't we talk about Hulk Hogan's big idea?
His big idea.
The one that's going to change the face of professional wrestling forever, brother.
Okay. Can I roll with this?
Go. Do it. Have fun.
The big idea that's going to rock pro wrestling to its core and change the entire face of the industry.
Dun, dun,
is
dun.
Hogan wants to let fans videotape and photograph the stars from the ring anytime they see him in public. Anytime.
Now, they can already do this.
They can already do this, but this is a mandate that means, like WWE was trying to enforce for a long time, the stars for TNA would have to constantly be playing their role anytime a camera was on them. Which, I don't know if you've noticed, a lot of the TNA talent can't perform well on camera when it's scripted, let alone when they have to improv.
Cheap shot.
Lindsay says, Hogan is encouraging stalking TNA wrestlers.
Okay. Well, we already stalked WWE wrestlers, so why not stalk a few TNA wrestlers? Lindsay can go out and stalk, what's his name that she's got a crush on?
James Storm, Bobby Roode, yeah. And all the rest of them. Well, you stalk Kane, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Here's the catch, though. Hogan's big idea has been attempted before.
Yeah, that website.
WWE had a community site where you could upload any video or photo or such that you had of WWE Superstar. You know, they wanted a fan interaction type thing.
Yeah, and that's
you know what
failed.
People did? They uploaded porn.
They uploaded naked pictures of the divas. It was dumb.
It was the biggest, is one of the worst ideas WWE had ever had.
And one thing I want to point about this is they did this at like WWE had, was it WWUniverse.com or some kind of official website they had. I forget right. What the URL was, but I was a member of that forum. And I stopped in there a few times and it was complete and utter chaos. The moderators had absolutely no control of that place. It was stupid. And it was one of the reasons why they ended up shutting it down and defaulting to Facebook. So just something to think about, Hogan. It didn't work for WWE.
And it didn't work for that website that tried to make a go of this
right.
as well. Jackie remembers Omega. I don't know if you remember this or not, but there was at one point in time a real buzz on the internet to the point where this guy who came up with this idea for this website was interviewed on certain internet jerk-off podcasts. I think Rock might remember and might know what I'm talking about there, too. But the idea was for fans to send in video of their encounters with wrestling stars. And somebody in British Columbia, Canada, sent in a video of Chris Jericho and a female fan having less than a pleasant exchange with each other. Do you remember this?
Oh, God.
I don't recall that. I wish I had, though.
Yeah, Rock, do you remember?
No, I honestly don't remember it, no.
Hmm. Jackie,
you're talking
you
about
remember.
You're talking about the TMZ-esque website.
It was like TMZ, but totally focused on professional wrestlers and fans' encounters with them away from the ring.
Chris
Jericho was at this indie event in, I think it was in Surrey, British Columbia. I think it was ECCW. And outside, he had an altercation with a female fan. I do believe that she accused him of spitting on her or something like that, whatever. He was just trying to go. He was tired. It was a long day. The show was over. He signed some autographs, and then he wanted to go. And then the fans actually blocked him and were giving him a hard time. And this girl alleges that he spat on her, from what I can remember. And what happened in truth, if you were to see the video, somebody threw some stuff on Chris. Chris reacted to it, and it just happened to be a female fan. And, like, yeah, she pushed him. That's right. Jersey Girl knows what I'm talking about in the chat room. So, was it real wrestling, Rock?
That's the article right there, yeah. It was real wrestling, yeah.
Yeah, and now I was just going completely on memory, 100%. When I related that, now I got to click that link and see how close I was to the actual. It was Victoria, BC, so I was in the right part. Victoria, Surrey, they're not too far apart. Okay, so guys, if you get a chance to check this out afterwards, I'm going to post the link that Rock gave us in the chat room, so you can check it out.
Like R E E L, right?
Yes.
Yeah, well, I'm putting it in the chat room, and there it is.
So it's realwrestling.com, if you want to go
and
check it out.
He had security. Where the hell was the security?
I don't know.
Security tried their best, yeah, right, to ease the situation, but didn't do a hell of a lot. Chris Jericho actually went ballistic on the weak-ass security that was at the event, as a matter of fact, after the situation. And there's a series of YouTube video clips, one like three of them, on this website. You actually see what happened. And this actually did make its way to TMZ as well. So,
Yeah, honestly, Jericho should have never gotten out of his car.
Yep. So here's a quote right in the middle of the article. Here's what had actually happened is my girlfriend and I were literally 5 feet away from the altercation, and the incident was about 5 minutes. I saw the whole thing happen. This afternoon, after WWE house show in Victoria, my girlfriend and I went to see the wrestlers leave the arena. The following is exactly what happened right in front of me. This is not my words. This guy just keeps repeating his damn self. Anyway, Jericho exited the building, walked over to his rental vehicle. The crowd watching him leave was heckling him, and he was ignoring it. Got into the vehicle and drove out of the arena parking lot right past the crowd, and he stopped at a stop sign. A fan ran into the street and started banging on the car. It's a rental vehicle. And at this point, about 50 people rushed into the middle of the intersection, blocking traffic in several directions with no police and very inadequate and incompetent security. This guy's girlfriend and he were literally right in front of the crowd. This went down 5 feet away from him. Jericho opened the door to his vehicle in the middle of the road, then shut the door on him. And then he completely gets out of the vehicle, punched the fan in the face, which prompted another fan to jump in and attack Jericho. Jericho scuffled with the second guy, and then a woman who knows the second guy who attacked Jericho started to jump in and get in Jericho's face because he was fighting her friend. And, yeah, apparently it was Save-On Foods rent a security guard. Stopped standing around and watching it happen. They were just like standing there watching what's going on. And they went in and separated Jericho and the woman who was shoving him. Looking at Jericho's face, he was obviously ready to explode and was defending himself. But then the shitstorm happened. He spat in the girl's face and called her a fucking bitch. The woman spat back. And Jericho started cursing out the woman some more, getting ready to get back into his vehicle.
All right, Tim, we got the play-by-play.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just getting carried away.
Yeah, you were kind of getting off track there. Let's get back to focus.
So anyway, yeah, that's a whole thing, and this basically comes across to me the same idea that Hulk Hogan is presenting as the thing that's going to save TNA and wrestling. Now, if this doesn't work, guys, are you ready for this? Hogan promises that he's going to pack his bags and bugger off out of TNA if this doesn't work.
Well, here's the thing about this particular thing also. One of the reasons why not only WWE wrestlers but also celebrities in general are hassled by paparazzi is because there's a market for these photos. Someone out there wants these photos. Hogan may be causing this stuff like this to happen for TNA people.
This might really blow up in their faces.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, that's if no one gave two shits about Princess Diana, her life would have been very different. I don't think anyone in TNA, you know, anyone gives as much two shits about TNA as they did Princess Diana. But when you make a market for anything, people are going to find a way to get it. He may be causing a lot of trouble for TNA people that he's not thinking about.
So my question is, okay, people are taking photos and video of them, and what do we do with them?
Well, apparently the idea is that if it is good, if they like what they do, they might actually put it on TV. And this is where you potentially cause an enormous shitstorm because you have people stalking them, hounding them, even harassing them to goad, you know, reactions out of them in hopes of being on TV.
So really? Ask Kane how much he likes being stalked.
Well, not even going to go there. So basically, if they're injured, they have to sell their injuries.
Yeah.
So if they're supposed to be in a sling, they should be in a sling. In a brace, they should be in a brace. Okay.
Yeah, they better practice kayfabe away from the ring.
I love how they spun that. It's like, No, I'm in a sling. It's a complex break. Luckily, I am able to wear a brace and take it off, you know, during a press photo or something. Meanwhile, on WWE.com, if you look right now, it is a complete fracture of it. It's not a complex break. It is a clean break straight through his arm that they are promoting.
Tim would remember it. Tim would remember this one. This one's coming from Lindsay. Didn't they do a worked version of this kind of sort of back in the day with I Spy Productions, Paparazzi Productions, with Johnny Devine, Kevin Nash, Alex Shelley?
Those were good promos.
It was.
And this also kind of sounds like just giving certain people carte blanche to stalk the likes of Gail Kim and Mickey James and whoever the hell else they have
over
there.
Oh, God. Think about our crazy Mickey James fan that's out there.
Oh no.
God.
Think about that one. He now has the permission to stalk her.
And how is it that Hogan, having been Hulk Hogan for his whole life, not understand how far some people will take it without any provocation from the company? This is a bad idea.
But he saw this in a dream. He got the vision. He knows what works for the business.
Then he needs to lay off the burritos before bed, because this is a really bad idea.
Didn't see it in a dream. He saw it on WWE Universe.
He said it came to him like in a dream or something. I think that's what he said on Twitter once.
Well, I think he fell asleep in front of the computer while he was surfing, and then, you know, like his hand rested on the return button, and he came up with that website. It just played over and over again while he was sleeping.
Before the night he had this dream, was he like out with Van Damme partying that night, or?
So, if Hogan is behind this idea, so we're allowed to stalk Hulk Hogan, so we're going to get more pictures of him and Brooke Hogan
doing
creepy things with oil and stuff.
I don't know what you're talking about, and I don't want to know.
Yeah, there's just something wrong with that picture on so many levels.
Yeah, one of the things that makes me hate being in the, IWC.
It's happened. It's actual footage. It's actual pictures out there.
Don't want to know.
He's oiling up his daughter.
You asshole!
God.
What? All right, I won't finish saying what I was going to say. This looks all rather... incestuously pedophilic.
All right,
guys. Next week, TNA is presenting a pay-per-view in, what's it called?
Sacrifice.
Yeah. Have you seen the posters for it?
Is there a headless goat on it?
No, but I think there should be if you're having a pay-per-view called Sacrifice. What we got going on right now? Quick picks. Rock, we didn't get that thing done, did we?
I asked you to record it. Did you record it?
I couldn't. You know my shit's fucked up.
So we don't have a bumper.
So we'll do that next time. Yeah, so
start
you're
singing, asshole.
There we go. Yeah. This is what we call quick picks, and it's just a quick rundown of the card. You predict who's going to win, and we move on. We'll start with the world title match. Bobby Roode versus RVD Omega.
It's hard for me to do it, but I'm voting against RVD here. Bobby Roode's got a good thing going right now. It's something they really should not be stopping anytime soon.
Okay. Jackie, fake it.
I don't know. Whichever one it is that Lindsay thinks is pretty.
Pick one.
What are their names again?
Bobby Roode and Rob Van Dam.
Pick Bobby Roode.
I'll pick RVD because I like RVD.
Okay, Rock.
Bobby Roode.
Okay, Bobby Roode. The next one, AJ Styles takes on Kurt Angle. Rock.
Oh, Christ. I guess AJ Styles.
All right, Omega.
Now, is this like a new match, or are they just rerunning one of the 80,000 times they've wrestled before?
Don't have an answer for you.
Yeah, AJ Styles.
Okay, Jackie, just bullshit
I'll
an
go
answer.
With Omega, AJ Styles.
Okay, I got to say Kurt Angle. Up next, tag team title match, Samoa Joe and Magnus taking on Daniels and Kazarian Omega.
It's not Daniels and Kazarian.
So,
yeah, again, Samoa Joe and Magnus, they've got a decent thing going. Again, not something to screw up.
Okay, we got a clip of him saying they got a decent thing going because he's saying that a lot. Rock, pick.
You don't order us what the clip, just saying.
Rock, pick!
Daniels and Kazarian are a great tag team. Daniels is hysterical on the show right now. He's great. I don't see them taking the belts off of Joe and Magnus, though.
Okay, I'm picking Joe and Magnus. Jackie, your turn to bullshit your way through.
I'm going with what Rock said.
There you go. All right.
I like how she doesn't even remember what the matches are.
Yeah, whatever.
Attention.
Whatever he said.
Whatever he said. It reminds me of that commercial of a lady who needs glasses but refuses to. She's at lunch at a restaurant with her girlfriends. Oh, I have what she's at. All right. Next match, Austin Aries versus Bully Ray. Here's the curveball. Jackie, bullshit one. Just pick somebody.
God damn you, Tim. Ray. Yeah, Bully Ray.
Hold on. Okay. Do you know who Bully Ray is?
Yeah, he used to be Bubba Ray and Devon. They were the Dudleys.
There you go.
Okay. Just want to make sure. There you go. Rock.
Austin Aries.
All right. Omega.
What's that?
Who were you calling on there?
Omega.
Konnichiwa.
I told you guys to not give him crack before the show.
No, homemade booze is fun. No, Omega pick.
God, Bully Ray.
All right. I'm going to say Austin Aries. Next match, Jeff Hardy versus Mr. Anderson, formerly Mr. Kennedy. Jackie.
Whichever one of them used to be in a WWE. In that case, it'd be both. Between the two, I liked Hardy better, so I'll go with Hardy.
There you go. Okay, Omega.
No, let's go with Hardy.
All right, Rock.
Jeffrey Nero Hardy.
Oh, don't ever say
that. Are you seriously?
Again.
Oh, my God.
I did that for Tim's sake.
That goes on with all the other inside jokes. All right.
Hold on. Do I hold my nose like this and then say Jeffrey Nero Hardy?
Yeah. Oh, your voice wasn't quite high enough or whiny enough.
Jeffrey Nero Hardy.
What?
Because he's as good as Axl Rose.
Is this one of those things I don't get because I'm new?
Pipe bomb.
I don't get it either.
Yeah, all we got is pipe bomb.
Okay.
King Kitten's gets it. King Kitten's got it. King Kittens, you win the award. And it's a big bag of absolutely nothing. All right, yeah. So my pick, toss up. I'm going to say Mr. Anderson. Next match that we got listed, the Knockouts title match. Gail Kim, guess what? She used to work in WWE, Jackie.
I know.
Versus Tessmacher, and I'm going to say Gail Kim, Rock.
Did you know both were in WWE before? Pointing that one out there. So you can't use that reasoning. Gail Kim retains.
Okay. Omega.
Gail.
All right. Jack.
Everyone has said Gail spell with the other one. What was her name?
The other one.
Brooke Tessmacher. She was she was in the Extreme Exposé.
Oh, God.
She was the third person in Extreme.
She was the third one in Kelly's little group.
Yes.
With Layla. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, everyone else said Gail, so I'm just going to be a bitch and go with whatever her name is.
There's your career highlight, being number three to Kelly.
All right, and that's TNA's Sacrifice Quick Fix. Up now is the Great Debate.
The bell has sounded for this week's Great Debate.
For the last few weeks, I come out here and I sit here and listen to you spend your little nursery rhymes about Jabroni Avenue or Know Your Own Boulevard. You better get your ass serious because Stone Cold Steve Austin is going to take his ass to Philadelphia, check right in to the SmackDown Hotel, roll right in to Route 316, and burn that son of a bitch to the ground.
You know, the drop just came from the bathroom. You should have smelled what The Rock was cooking. I ain't faking. You should have smelled what The Rock was baking.
Now, step into the ring with us for this week's Great Debate.
And here is the Great Debate. Now, Rock, are we coming up on the semis already?
Are you kidding?
We're almost done.
We're almost done.
I think there's two more rounds left, I think.
Two more rounds to this never-ending Great Debate.
Oh, sweet, we'll be done by November.
we actually see the light at the end of the tunnel. But you know what?
Hold on. Before we go on, the other night we were sitting here. I posed a question to Lindsay and Jackie for our next great debate, which is going to be the greatest tag team of all time. So
thanks for not letting me set it up like I was about to.
I have a setup. So we were talking. We're gonna keep the list short. We're gonna keep it down, and then about 10 minutes later, we already had 45 tag teams on the list.
Yeah, so if you thought this great debate was in terminal, wait for the greatest tag teams ever.
To be fair, this keeps us from having to keep thinking more up.
Well,
exactly.
Yeah, and it still works. So tonight's great debate, Ric Flair versus Randy Savage taking on Raven versus Sandman, going head-to-head against NWO taking on WCW versus Undertaker Mick Foley.
God.
And we're going to start with that one, WCW NWO taking on Taker Foley. Jackie.
Oh, my God.
That's what you get for making a noise.
I don't know.
I'm going to say this to the chat room now. Get ready with picks because we may need your pick.
Yeah. See, the problem with this is you've got two of my top five favorite of all time versus one of the best storylines ever. And I'm just like, oh, God.
Welcome to the great debate.
I'm going to go with Mick Foley and Taker. Because it's Mick Foley and Taker. And these are just two of the guys that I respect more than anyone else walking the earth right now. And it's kills me to eliminate WCW versus NWO, but I have to pick one, so I'll go with Mick Foley and Taker.
Okay, there you go, and I'm breaking precedent, and I'm actually going to go second here on this one. Foley, Undertaker, epic, absolutely fantastic, just totally mind-blowing how good the matches were. However, they weren't defining of an era. Quite like NWO taking on WCW, which basically caused WCW to just about bury WWE, which would have put the kibosh on any Undertaker Mick Foley match or any other match after 1998. WCW versus NWO gets my vote, Omega.
Yeah.
It's so hard to pick.
I'm not going to use the words, but I am going to give the same answer. Yeah, Mick and Taker were phenomenal. They put on some amazing matches, had some amazing moments, but you know what? In the end, their feud did not revolutionize an entire decade of wrestling, and it did not, and it wasn't the catalyst that nearly destroyed the WWF at the time.
All right, so 2-1 right now for WCW. Brock.
I could be a dick and tie it up.
I dare you.
But I can. Undertaker Foley is known for the moment. WCW versus NWO is known for putting WCW back on the map. I'm going WCW versus NWO.
There you go.
I guess I could give WCW versus NWO more credit if it wasn't a blatant ripoff of somebody else. It wasn't all that original of an idea.
Oh,
I agree with everything that's being said. Don't get me wrong. That's just the only reason why I didn't pick it, because it's a ripoff of Bischoff stole somebody else's idea.
And well, we could get into that and go on an endless debate about how nothing you see is an original idea and everything you see has been ripped off of somebody else. Just saying. With that being said, can't get votes for WCW versus NWO. Thanks for playing along. Not needed, however. That one moves on. Now, the next one, Ric Flair, Randy Savage versus Raven Sandman. Let's go to Jack.
Flair Savage, hands down.
Boom.
No disrespect to either two, but I mean, these are two icons that I couldn't put Sandman over them. I'm sorry.
Okay, Flair Savage, Rock.
Raven Salmon. I'm more of the ECW guy, and this was one of the big stories in ECW. I love this feud, Raven Salmon.
Yeah, you know, this ECW crap and you being in Philadelphia doesn't apply. I don't think that's fair.
ECW.
Yeah, just kidding. Omega! So we're tied at one.
Yes.
You're gonna like me, Mace. I love Flair and Savage. It's, you know, it's one of those feuds that crosses companies, and it's two legendary lunatics feuding. You know what? It didn't reach the levels of. I'm sorry. Raven and Sam is just more personal. It was more brutal. It just played out better.
All right, chat room, and feel like getting rudder because it's my turn to pick. Flair Savage, absolutely awesome. You've said it crossed promotions, companies, it crossed continents. It was epic. Raven Sandman, it was brutal. It was more personal. It had that gritty feel to it. This isn't business, this is personal. The bastardized the quote from The Godfather. Raven Sandman gets my pick.
Ooh.
You didn't see that, I swerved you.
No, I kind of figured when you said chat room get ready, because I figured you were pulling the swerve.
Oh, come on, you never did, but thanks for playing along. So there it is, yeah, Raven Sandman, move on.
So now we are up to our final four matches. It's Steve Austin, Vince McMahon taking on Terry Funk against Mick Foley, and Raven Sandman against WCW versus the NWO.
I'm still shocked to tell that Sean on Bright hasn't made it to the final four.
It didn't make it, sorry.
But, yeah, and there's only one reason why it didn't make it. Anyway, moving on. That's this week's Great Debate. We'll do it all again next week.
Yeah, next week we're going to do the semis and the finals. We'll get it all over with next week.
Yeah.
So we can start another one.
God.
Yep. In 2 weeks.
I can hear the hallelujah chorus.
Greatest tag teams of all time.
Don't worry. We're going to get 128 tag teams for the next debate.
Ah!
Yeah, that'll take us right to Christmas, baby.
Christmas next year?
Yes. I quit. Fuck it.
No, you can't quit.
Oh. I guarantee you, greatest tag teams of all time will be even more of a mind-bender than this one was. Because let's face it, this great debate had its moments for everybody.
Oh, we'll discuss the great the tag teams after the show. I'll give you guys the list, and we'll go through it, and you can add people as much as you want. If you have suggestions, email them to media@wildtalkradio.com. We'll put.
Oh, my God, we have 100 million tag teams, and you're telling them to send in more?
Yep, damn straight.
Well, we're trying to find a tag team that has existed since 2002.
Hey, wait a minute. You guys, you realize that by pushing Sandman and Raven through, we kind of buggered up the show for a Mace rant to be pre-recorded during the week and played on the show next week?
But Omega, we do have tag teams from 2002. We're not just WWE.
Okay, so there's the Motor City Machine Guns and...
AMW.
Mexican that. America?
Beer Money?
Is that the one? Yeah.
Triple X? No, we have some teams in there. Don't worry, Omega, we have new teams.
We've got some WCW people, too.
I'll explain it to you later. We'll explain how we're doing it. But now, Tim.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Time now for some Wrestle Talk Radio quick hits.
Wow.
That's right, it's that part of the show where our panel has 60 seconds to answer sometimes outrageous and ridiculous questions posed to them.
Wow.
Step up to the plate and get ready for some Wrestle Talk Radio quick hits.
Everyone's favorite time in the show.
We should just call this giving Brock an excuse to just embarrass us and humiliate us and piss us off segment.
Do Yeah, we shortened that down and called it Quick Hits. It means the same thing.
So who should we start with tonight? Let's start with Jackie.
Oh, fuck you, fuck.
Jackie, what do you consider to be the meaning of life?
I can't believe you're asking me this question. WWE could be my meaning of life, but...
The answer is 42. The good geeks in the room got that.
King Kenton said that in the chat room.
Yeah, I got that. As a matter of fact, I was thinking of when you said it.
So what is the meaning of life, Jackie?
I don't know what the meaning of life is.
Can I answer it?
Please.
Doesn't count.
Be able, well, no, you still have to answer it, Jackie, but my answer is to be able to leave the world better than when you came in.
Okay, I'll go with that.
No.
You have to come up with your own answer.
This doesn't work like the other questions in the show.
Fine, you have to come up with one.
Right, I'll give you a few more seconds to come up with one because Lindsay chimes in. I don't have a sounder for her. She would kill me if I played the sounder.
Well, don't play the Michael Cole sounder and she won't kill you. Meaning of life.
But she chimed in with WrestleMania 42 for the geeky wrestling fan.
Now, can you now when she chime? Now, I know when I chime in on another show, then I get the general manager little iPhone beep.
Yeah.
For her, can it just be the sound of a spanking?
I knew he was going to say that.
I'll have to get one. I'll have to find it.
Now I know what we're looking for after the show goes off the air.
Yeah, stop giving Rock ideas. I mean, the guy's twisted enough as it is.
Jesus. Okay, the meaning of life is just to I'm going to give some bullshit PC answer, to spread happiness and to bring joy and to...
And,
to feed the hungry, that is the meaning of life.
But it's the stockade.
Well, that too.
So, I have received an email. This one's for Tim Stein. Tim?
If it's casting as characters, forget it. I won't do it.
Oh, wait a minute. He gets to back out of his question and I don't?
He doesn't even know what the question is.
I don't care. That's the edict. And what I say goes in this one because I happen to be the boss. What's the question?
Ha. You're the boss.
Shut up.
Ha.
What's the question?
That's the funny thing I've heard all night.
Don't even start. What's the question?
Okay. If you were on a deserted island, hashtag island, and you can only have one of these playing on a loop as entertainment, which would it be? The complete career matches of Colt Cabana, or a season's worth of Vancouver Canucks games, minus the ones playing the Flames.
All right, just give me the gun and I'll commit suicide because get it. That's my answer.
What's the matter, Tim? You don't like Vancouver?
No, what? You don't know the story, do you, Jack? Nobody in Canada outside of British Columbia likes Vancouver.
Bingo.
God damn it.
How was that bingo?
Bitch is about Vancouver is one of those squares.
That was not a bitch about that. I did not bitch about Vancouver. That was just a statement.
You just said that no one outside of whatever cities you live in, because I was really wasn't listening.
Nobody outside of British Columbia cares about Vancouver. Okay, nobody outside of BC likes Vancouver. That wasn't bitching about Vancouver. That really can't count. If I were to say Vancouver fucking sucks, well then that.
You just said it. There you go.
No, shut up. No.
So you have to pick one, Tim.
No.
Or we can go back to last week's question.
Nope.
So you have to answer. Come on.
No, because since when did this deserted island that I get stuck on become a representation of hell?
Okay, you don't like the casting question, which you don't have this week. And you're getting something to answer, so pick one.
And again, I ask you, when did this island that I get stranded on somehow hey, become a representation of hell.
I think it was when you invited me as to be on the show.
Oh, no, that's a different story. That's worse now.
Okay, so
does this mean he has obtained an island?
So, well, Tim,
don't expect to be invited to it.
Tim,
Lindsay's the only one who's invited because she said she'd go without a top on, so...
I'll go without a top on.
No, it doesn't count. Stop and think about it and figure out why that doesn't count, Omega.
Oh.
Yeah, if you can't figure out the answer, you really do belong on the Big Bang Theory. There's a show. Well,
he has the manly locks, according to Lindsay.
Has the what?
The manly locks. You know.
That's what I thought you said.
A boob job isn't a problem, she says.
Yes, it is.
She's digging the grave.
The big problem.
She's
Are
digging
you
the grave.
Getting it?
Oh, that's the last thing Lindsay needs is a boob job. God, she has to breathe.
No, for
that's
Omega.
That's a matter of opinion.
No, no, no. The boob she's referring, she's referencing the boob job is for Omega.
Thank you, Tim, for explaining the joke.
Yeah, well, that's because certain individuals aren't quite quick enough to get it like we are, Omega.
So, Tim, pick, make your pick.
You know what? It doesn't matter because I wouldn't be watching any of them anyway. So, fine, go with the banana. I'll be busy swimming.
So, that brings us to Omega. I have received a audio clip. For Omega.
An audio clip.
Audio Jeopardy!
Audio Quickets! This was
the first.
This is the first. This happened about 4 a.m. So, here you go.
Hey Omega, I've got a question for you. When the hell are we going to bring back RTL?
On February 30th.
Somebody's itching.
There's a reason I shut down OTL, dude.
He wanted his answer, so he figured he'd ask it on Quick Hits.
And you know you have to answer because it's Quick Hits.
He kind of gave the answer. Or were we not satisfied with February 30th?
I'm not satisfied with February 30th because there's no such date!
I gave an exact date. How much better of an answer can you get?
How about actually providing a real one?
A real one?
Here's a hint.
You could have said the day after hell freezes over, we would have accepted that.
The day we get an island. And a tank.
And oh, yes, Sam, we want a tank, too.
Yeah, you know what? You can have all the islands and tanks you want. Have at her.
Buy it for us. You have to buy it for us.
I'm not buying it for you.
That's the point. You have to buy us an island and a tank.
Get your own.
We are, but you have to buy it for us.
I don't think so.
By the way, the tank has to be, like, made of metal and be, like, a giant vehicle. You can't get us, like, a milk tank. You can't get us, like, a water tank.
Okay. Jackie, you want an island and a tank?
Sure.
Do you swallow?
Not for you.
Well, then forget it.
Huh?
So Mace, not Mace, Omega, would that be the one square you've never checked off?
Yes, it is.
Bingo. Just wanted to point that one out.
Yeah, that got me a bingo, too. I put the card down, but yeah, that got it for me, too.
I'm
all
about
the way across
full
the bottom.
Here.
We're almost full, yeah, pretty much. So, you got your answer, Mace. We go back to Jackie. Playing the game Fuck, Marry, Kill.
Oh, God, that's right.
This was a question sent in by Mace.
Oh, God.
Tell me he recorded it.
No.
Damn!
Fuck, marry, kill, Tim Stein, Omega, and Mace.
Can I get a kill all the way across?
No.
I'm gonna have to kill Omega. Because I can't fuck or marry Omega, because Lindsay would never forgive me, so I'm gonna kill you instead.
Wow, that's...
I'll marry Tim Stein just so I can make him miserable. Just so I can make Tim miserable for the rest of his life. Which leaves Mace to be fucked.
I've never been so happy to have been killed before.
Well, that's okay. That means I still get some.
No, I didn't say that.
Well, it doesn't matter. That's the one problem with that question, the fuck Mary part, because...
Well, the two are not synonymous.
You're putting out for two out of the three. That's all there is to it.
So, we're going to continue on with King Ken's question. Say one nice thing about the WTR clan. That includes everyone on the network.
Wait, whose question is that?
This is for you, Tim.
Why do I keep getting this damn question? You guys know that it's bullshit. Seriously, how many times do I have to answer this question? No, I've done it before. Up a new one.
No,
it's a rehash. I've been asked this question three times already.
No, you didn't.
Since we started doing quick hits.
I didn't ask it. This is coming from the chat room.
Yeah, well, King Kids can think up something original.
I do know. He is right. He has gotten this question three times before because I can remember it was me, Mason, Spug, who all asked it the same day.
So, Tim, come on. You have to say something nice about Alan to start with.
Again, think of a different question. No, I've gone through this three freaking times already.
Every time he gets asked a question, he bitches.
I know. And we also have new people in the network, so come on. We have to do this, Tim.
Well, then... ask about the new people on the network.
Say something nice about...
Lindsay.
No.
Big tits. Next.
No, that was not the official one yet. No. Say something nice about just another goddamn wrestling show.
It causes people to think that they're blaspheming some god that they think is real.
That wasn't even nice.
I'm not sure what he said.
Certain individuals think that it's blasphemy to have the show that name, and they refuse to do business with us as a result.
But that's not something nice about them. Say something nice about that crew.
Well, you know, I think that's nice because of my views on religion, you know.
Say something nice about Jackie.
God.
Shit. Big boobs. Okay, next.
Lindsay.
Big boobs. Next.
Oh, come on, Tim.
Alan.
What? Big boobs are nice.
Alan Wojcik.
Oh, God. We've never referred to him as moron.
That's a lie, but.
I know.
If you've been on this network for more than 2 days, somebody's called you moron.
No, that was a payback inside joke for Rock.
Say something nice about Alan.
He's very knowledgeable about hockey, even though he cheers for the Rangers.
Say something nice about Mace.
No. Because I've already had to say nice things about him three other times. I told you, no, just new people on the network. That was my compromise. And this is
Hold
an edict.
On.
I never get this question
Hold
again.
Say something nice about me. You've never done that.
Yeah, I have, so no.
No, you haven't. We've only... No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
It's only been, you know, after the fact. Never on the show. Say something nice about me.
Oh, hell no. especially since I know you're recording this shit. I'm not giving you clip material. Never hear the end of it. Forget it.
If you hate this segment because of Tim Stein, please email
admin@wildtalkradio.com.
What if we just hate Tim Stein?
Send them mail every single day telling you you hate him.
Yeah, that's okay. I got enough friends.
Tim doesn't like to play along at all.
I don't like the same damn question 5 times in a freaking row.
Anyway, Omega.
Yeah, here's where you have no room to complain about your questions, Tim.
Yeah, that's why I didn't complain.
When yours is asked. Let's see.
All right. This is going to take some thinking. Go back in time.
Oh, God.
In their prime, we're playing the game Fuck, Fuck, Marry, Kill. With the Golden Girls.
Oh!
Go ahead.
Lindsay did not send in this question, did she?
No, it's Kent Kidd.
No, it wasn't Kent Kidd.
I was going to say, Lindsay would have done that to the Golden Girls.
Well... So, Omega. He's probably yelling at Lindsay.
He probably hung up.
I hate you all.
Yeah, I knew he was.
Hey, in my defense, they don't even tell me what these questions are, I'd try to get you a better question.
Or worse, depending on your point of view.
Hey, hey, hey.
Come on, Omega.
He's thinking. Okay, do you want to just name them off and then you tell us which one it would be?
The problem is there's two fucks in here.
You horny little bugger.
Well, let's just start. Well, let's just pick one and go with it. Let's go with the old one, with Sophia.
No, he has to... Yeah, all right, go on.
He may not know what their names are.
Did he say... Please tell me he said prime.
Yes, I said in their prime.
Or, okay, Estelle Getty. But keeping in mind, she started in television when she was in her 50s.
Keep in mind, Estelle Getty was the youngest of the four in real life.
Right.
You know what? I'm fucking Sophie and Dorothy.
Oh, mother-daughter
combo.
What's the
mother-daughter thing? That just leaves Blanche and Rose.
This way I marry Rose is Betty White. Because why the hell not? And
you're going to kill Blanche?
Blanche is a bitch.
Yeah, but she puts out.
There you go.
So there you have it. That's another edition of Quick Hits here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Love this segment.
Take enough hot showers now.
Yeah, we're gonna have a post show meeting. I think it's time to corrupt Quick Hits.
No,
I will never feel clean again.
Omega, I think it's time to drop Quick Hits.
No.
I gave you a chance to have an out, man. You
to fight, you motherfucker.
I gave you the opportunity, man. You didn't.
I stand up and take my questions, okay?
So that means it's time to wrap up the show.
Damn show's done. Get the hell out of here. But before you leave, don't forget tomorrow night after Raw, the Raw post show. Rock and who is it this time around?
Jackie.
Okay, Rock and Jackie will break down what happened on Raw, and they'll do some, I don't know, weird shit while they're at it. That's tomorrow night, right after Raw, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Tune in, damn it. Tuesday night, Alan Wojcik returns to the airwaves of the World Wide Web with KFA Wrestling Radio. What's he got going on?
Yeah, Crossfire Wrestling invades KFA Wrestling Radio.
There you go. Wednesday night, just
hold on.
You're not done yet. Go ahead.
He has three guests on the show, so check it out.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so check it out. KFA Wrestling Radio.
It's a good thing he never overbooks.
Go ahead. Move on.
Wednesday night, just another goddamn wrestling show. Not like we have enough of them on the network as it is. Check it out. The guys are actually kind of funny. The show's pretty entertaining. And contrary to popular belief, I do pay attention to it every now and then.
So, wait, you gave the compliment now?
Yep. Well, that's because I wasn't being forced to. All right, Thursday night, The Rock returns.
Yay.
Yay, Jackie and Lindsay talk about shit. You guys got anything figured out yet, Jack?
Nope. Just, we don't like to do show prep that far ahead because something's going to happen on Raw that we're going to want to talk about. So we usually do pro show prep Wednesdays.
Well, don't you realize you should do show prep at least 5 weeks ahead and then do sound checks for hours on end every other day to make sure your shit works?
We kind of do that.
Yeah, we have our fancy dancy sound check right before the show's on the air.
No, I mean, we talk often, so we do our sound check.
Yeah, we still got nothing going on Friday nights, but that could change eventually one of these years. We've tried, and we'll keep trying. Saturday night around midnight-ish, or as close as they can get it, CB Radio.
Otherwise known as We Bash Tim Stein.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, it's the Bash Tim Stein show. And you wonder why I stopped paying attention to that show, Brock.
Yeah, and you still listened.
Shut up.
Yeah, CB Radio at midnight-ish, check out the archives 3.5 hours last night, because we had most of the people on the show on the air. It's all fun and games. It's CB Radio.
Until someone loses an eye.
No one has lost an eye yet.
Someone keeps bashing me, and we'll see how that changes.
Someone fell asleep. No one lost an eye.
Wait a minute. Who fell asleep?
Oh, that was funny.
Did Rob fall asleep again?
Yeah.
No. Yeah, Rob. We were all talking, all of a sudden you're just snoring. It's like, what the hell is that?
And it was Rob.
It must be Saturday night. There you go. And, of course, next Sunday night, everybody, we're on at 11 o'clock to get the TNA pay-per-view. Tune in and catch our really super quick review of TNA Sacrifice. We'll give it as much attention as it deserves. It might actually make it to the first break. Who knows? And then, of course, Great Debate Finals will be next week as well. That's right. We finally put this one to bed.
Follow us on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio and Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network.
Yeah, all that fancy shit, you know, with the social media crap.
And
we're done.
Well, we shouldn't be done, Tim. Thursday, what are you doing for Thursday?
I brought up the breath.
What are you doing Thursday?
What am I doing Thursday?
Yeah, what are you doing Thursday?
Oh, I'm not doing anything Thursday.
All right, good night, everybody.
I'm just running a little thing called Canadian All-Pro Wrestling Presents Commonwealth Crowning.
Bingo.
Former TNA X Division champion. No, this doesn't count as a bingo because this is part of the plex. I'm sorry. You had your chance for bingo when I brought it up earlier at the beginning of the night. This does not count. Yeah. Former TNA X Division champion Hotshot Johnny Devine takes on Mr. Beefy Goodness Vance Nevada from CNWA. The stakes will be the first ever crowning the Canadian All-Pro Wrestling Commonwealth Title Championship belt.
Let's go to CanadianAllPro.com for details and how to order tickets.
There you go. Yeah, tickets are only $20, and if you're in the Calgary area, call 587-894-7369.
And Tim Stein will personally deliver them to you.
Yeah, I will.
So if I go buy a ticket, you'll bring it to me?
Well, you'd have to actually sign a waiver saying you're going to be at the show.
If I did that, you'd bring the ticket down to Texas?
You're going to come to the show?
You're going to bring the ticket down to Texas?
You're going to come to the show?
No, you answer first. I got to get my ticket before I can go.
Well, if you come to the show, we'll get you your ticket.
No, you have to deliver it to me.
See, Tim, you got to go to Texas to get her to bring her up to the show.
She's not going to come to the show, so that's the point she was getting her.
Anyway, that's a show.
That's it. Everybody have a great week. Catch you next Sunday night after pay-per-view. Ta-da. Ta-ta.
Huh?
WildTalkRadio.com